much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Kevin Bean, a dummy.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, I'm going to talk about the strippers and go-go dancers that they are all the time they are on the stage. They are teasers. That's their name, teasers, because they're not going to give you any, you know, vagina and all that.
Glendale. Men are visual creatures. We crave beauty. Like a piece of fine art by any number of renowned artists, or an arty photograph of Cindy Crawford nude.
And now...
Hey, man, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
Our feature presentation.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
16121. Hello? Hello.
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16121 Harris.
Is it a house, apartment, or business?
It's a house.
In what city?
In Compton.
What is the cross street at the corner of Harris Avenue?
Alondra.
What's wrong right now?
I don't know. I just want them to take me to the hospital, and that's it.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
19 years old. You're a male?
Gotta start.
I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger because I'm kind of cut.
You fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
Stairs. Too much information, man.
Well, we need to get the information so we know what ambulance to send.
Bull.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You've been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple.
All right, listen real carefully. We're on the way out to your house at 16121.
Yes. Hey, you don't got to bring all that siren and just come like quiet and
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're picking you up and that's it. Turn to a memorial hospital.
That's where you want to go?
Yeah, just let me... I got insurance and all that piece of
shit. Oh, fantastic. They don't think they'll really care, though. They'll try to give you the best help they can.
All right, Holmes.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Do you have any other injuries? You said your hands are cut up. Any other?
Yeah,
any
lip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have any severe bleeding, like a real bad bleeding, or is it?
My fingers.
Right. Is that under control now?
Yeah.
Okay. How about broken bones? I feel like you broke anything.
Yeah, I feel my hand. I can't move my fingers and
just try to sit still and don't move your hand at all, because we want to x-ray to make sure it's all right. All right. How about amputated parts or impaled objects? Anything you cut off or anything still sticking in your skin? Like a piece of wood or glass or anything like that? Any nausea or vomiting? You think you're going to throw up at all?
No.
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin, like you're going into shock?
No.
Okay.
Like going to sleep and
all right. Well, sit there with the phone right now and wait for us to get there to help you out. If anything changes, just call us right back, okay?
All right, listen.
What's your name so we know who we're looking
for? Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor, we'll be there in just a moment.
All right, listen.
Bye-bye.
You couldn't wait another minute. You had to hear that first thing.
I really did. It's been too long.
You're laying in bed last night. You're thinking, oh, Victor Fuentes.
Victor Fuentes.
I haven't heard that call in like a week.
What's
and then this morning, you race in
to
get it on the air as quickly as possible.
I had to. I didn't have a choice. That's the best.
That's how you get up in the morning. That's how you wake up and go, yes, I'm going to greet the day.
Yeah, that should be my alarm.
Because Victor is here.
That would be awesome if that were your alarm. Sure, why not? Hey, what about this? What about 1-800-520-1067? It's time for the Tuesday edition of Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Got a pair of lift tickets for you to Mammoth Mountain, which is in California, don't you know? Do you guys realize that you can fly from LAX to Mammoth? That they've got two flights a day, 55 minutes gets you on the mountain. How about that?
That's pretty great.
That's pretty good considering it's about a 4.5-hour drive.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus, we'll throw in a Burton snowboard from Doc's Ski House in Santa Monica. All that for you at 1-800-520-1067 for getting on the air. We have to start with Adam. If his story is true, I can't wait to hear it. Hey, Adam, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Okay, so I went to Santa Anita Racetrack for my first time the weekend before last.
Horse racing, yes?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing there, but I saw they had a thing called a pick five, which is you pay $5, you pick five horses. If all five of your horses win, you win a jackpot.
Right.
And a jackpot, I guess, had been building up for a while. Nobody had won it, and it was up to $400,000.
$400,000?
$400,000,
for a $5 bet?
For a $5 bet.
All right.
I was like, oh, you know, that's pretty sweet. So I picked my five horses. I just randomly picked. I don't know anything about this. And I'm sitting there. My first horse wins. I was like, oh, that's cool. Second horse wins. I was like, oh, wow. Third horse wins. I'm starting to get excited. My fourth horse wins.
What?
And then at this point, I'm going crazy. Like, oh, my God. There's no way this happened my first time at a racetrack. So last race, my fifth horse is running. It's going around. It's in first place the whole way around. And then coming down the home stretch about, I don't know, 150 yards ago or so, it starts to slow down.
Now oh.
I'm catching up. And I'm starting to go crazy yelling, you know, run, you stupid horse. decides like, ah, that's good enough. And it just decides to basically stop trying. And it drops back to fourth place with about 50 yards left. And
that horse lost you almost $500,000.
Oh. Yeah, yes, it did.
Wow. So did it look over at you and wink as it ran by?
Yeah.
If that horse had kept it up for 50 more yards, you would not be awake right now.
No, I'd be making it rain in Vegas right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about that? Well, I mean, I guess, A, we learned why it had been a while since somebody had won that. And, B, you're now hooked on horse racing for life. Tell me you're not going back every week.
Oh, I'm going back.
Yeah,
oh,
I got news for you. It's not going to go that way every week. That's the best experience you're going to have.
Probably. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Adam.
Incredible. Thank you very much, Adam. By the way, I'd like to hold up Adam as an example of a guy who called with a very complex story, yet told it in a succinct and entertaining manner.
Yeah, that was pretty well done.
Got to give Adam a lot of props for the way he handled the phone there.
All right, let's go to Jonathan, who has an interesting call. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. Hi. How you doing? What are you doing, Nephi?
Good. What to do?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Okay, so I'm in Inglewood. I'm working late at night. And I decided, you know, I deserve an apple pie from Rally's on Century Boulevard. And this prostitute comes up to my window and says, I need a ride. Somebody's trying to kill me. And I'm like, I turn away. I just ignore it. I didn't even hear it. She's like, please, I need a ride. I was like, what do you like? She's like, up the block. I was like, fine. And I let her in. The first thing she does when she walks into my ghetto van is have a screwdriver underneath her coat.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, she's like, it's not for you. I promise. I was like... Oh, this is all going to be bad. So I give her an apple pie to try to, like, seduce her a little bit.
Of course.
You know, I didn't want to get stabbed. And as we're driving, she kept asking, are you a cop? And I'm like, no, I'm not a cop. Because I'm driving this big, white, ghetto, obvious van.
Right.
And it's kind of not, you know, clean and dirty. It kind of looks like an undercover van.
Okay.
And I have this special police badge on my, you know, it's one of the retarded badges that says special police. And... she decides to reach across the van and touch my chest. And in my thoughts, I thought she had a screwdriver ready to stab me. So I'm swerving the car on Century Boulevard. And I thought we were going to crash and die. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what are you doing?
What was she doing? Was she trying to get you to pay to have sex with her?
No, she thought I had a wiretap, she thought, she said.
Oh, she thought you were going to try to bust her for being a hooker.
Yes, exactly. She's like, oh, my God, let me give you some money for your troubles. So she decides to go down into her pants and pull out a $5 bill inside a little plastic baggie.
Right.
And where do you think she pulled it from?
All right now. Good morning.
The worst part was the coal van started to smell, and I felt bad.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's fine. Thank you very much for the call.
Heard enough of this story, but thank you. That's the best.
We've had that conversation before about whether you would ever pick anybody up, no matter how hot she was. And I think I think you guys were amazed that I would say no, just because of my, you know, I would be paranoid that somehow something awful would happen, either a screwdriver or somebody would see or somebody would get the wrong idea or I don't know. So somebody would have friends in the bushes that would be waiting to jump out as soon as you slowed down to pick her up. That guy took the chance and sounds like regretted it too.
Looks at a screwdriver and just thinks, okay, this is going to go poorly.
All I wanted was pie.
I'm going to have to explain to my parents what happened.
I mean, I understand, you know, a young girl comes up, bangs on your window, says somebody's chasing her, trying to hurt her, asks for help. I mean,
that could happen.
Your inclination is, yes, I should help this person, and God forbid you don't, and then you find out later she was telling the truth and she really got beat up or something like that. You'd feel terrible.
Hang on one second. Let me ask one more question. Hey, Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
Was she hot?
She wasn't the ugliest prostitute. I can't say she was hot, but she was dressed cleanly. Okay. She didn't have those, like, you know, she didn't look dirty. So okay. She wasn't hot, though.
All right.
She wasn't a crack whore.
She wasn't a crack whore, no.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. That's
that
the
makes
line.
A difference, doesn't it? If she's hot, that makes
yeah,
a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. All right, let's talk to Peggy real quick. By the way, good batch of calls here today. Well done, people. Yeah. Peggy.
Decent prize, that's why.
What thank you do, for
Peggy
holding
do,
on.
What it do?
What it do, Peggy?
What's going on?
Okay, Lisa May, love, yes. You need to help me.
Okay.
I was watching those Dizzy Dames on Good Day LA, and they say that women do not have a G-spot, that it is a complete myth, and that women who think that they have G-spots are just nuts. We just...
That's crazy.
We don't really have them. It's just easy for us to have an orgasm.
You know, this was based on a study done in Britain fairly recently. They interviewed 1,800 British women. These are just interviews. That's how they made this scientific determination. And for some reason, they interviewed twins. I'm not sure what that had to do with it. And decided, based on those interviews, that there was no G-spot.
They just asked the girls if they had one. And then
pretty much.
A lot of them said no. So they said, okay. That's a scientific finding?
I don't
know. Maybe they've just been having sex with the wrong men.
Wow.
Well, and that was one of the things, because they figured that twins would have the same... equipment, exactly, right? But one of the ideas that the reason that this doesn't work is that twins don't have sex with the same person.
Right.
Exactly.
So they're not going to have the same exact experience.
They might. You don't know.
Unless they're dating psycho mice.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I think it exists, and I had a shot in it. The G-spot shot.
Yeah, well, there you go. So
where would he have put that?
Well, I thought that it had been...
I would take your opinion over their opinion any day.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of women think that's BS.
But hasn't it? I thought it had been medically proven decades before.
I don't think so.
Really? I didn't realize it was still that much of a thing. I mean, the one thing I do know for a fact is that women cannot have orgasms. I do know that.
What?
In my experience, that's what I've learned.
What are you talking about?
So, all right. Shall we leave it there? Yeah, we probably should. I'm looking at the clock. But great calls. Please try us again tomorrow for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
We are going to try to get to the bottom of why Beaver Magazine has to change their name. What could possibly be causing that?
Can't imagine.
Biggity, biggity, Beaver?
I don't know, but I was thinking of subscribing when I heard about it. I may not if they change the name. Come on.
Yeah. We are going to do Thanks for That Info, Bean.
No. In other words, you're going to make stuff up. You're going to write crazy stuff down and then pretend that it's something that I said.
Yep, exactly. we're going to talk about weird new iPhone apps.
Because they're... always new stuff.
And they're nutty. Some of them are really, really just nutty and out there. And I don't know anyone who could use it. But so we'll get to some of that weird stuff. And we're going to talk to Christy from Ecuador, who says that she's 23.
Definitely hot.
And the dude she's sleeping with is 41. Is that too much of an age difference?
Oh, interesting. I know a little something about this.
What's that, 18
yes,
years?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
a little chat with Christy.
Yeah.
There'll be more to the conversation than how rich is he, right? I mean, we're going to discuss what their commonality.
And what they're looking for, too. I mean, if she's looking for a husband, maybe. But if she's looking just for fun, then
sure,
who cares?
No problem. Yeah.
So we'll talk to her. And the D, Tenacious D.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the studio today.
Awesome.
Very excited about that, talking about a charity event that they're going to be doing. So that's coming up. We'll take a break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Girl, you make me want to give you hepatitis. What? Hepatitis. STD.
There you go. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Ralph Garman has joined us for our first look at the showbiz beat for a new day. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
It's official. Avatar is now the highest grossing film of all time, beating Titanic.
This is Avatar.
That's worldwide. So far, the film has made $1.3 billion worldwide.
That's all?
And that makes it the highest grossing film of all time.
You know what's fascinating about this, and I know it's the must-see movie and it has broken barriers with the technology, but no one that I know would put it on their list of their 10 or 20 or 30 favorite movies of all time.
Kevin would.
Mine changes pretty frequently.
Sure, because it's always the most recent 10 movies you've seen.
Pretty much.
So, Avatar, but I think, counts because you haven't seen 9 other films yet. And then it'll be pushed out.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody, I mean, everybody is saying it's a great filmmaking accomplishment. Nobody is saying it's a great movie and it's one of my favorites of all time. I mean, I haven't heard that chatter at all like you do with other huge blockbusters.
I think because of the special effects, it's over the top. But if you look at it just storyline based, it's not that impressive.
Right.
Good, but not great.
It's average. Yeah.
It's an event. That's why it's making so much money. It's right. an event film. And it's also making a lot of money because it's more expensive to see on IMAX and in 3D. It's a little more expensive. So there are a lot of reasons behind it. But you can't take away from the fact it's made $1.3 billion.
Did it do it faster than Titanic? Do you have any idea how long it took with Titanic?
I don't know the rate. I think
this seems way quick.
I think it has. But don't quote me on that. I can't be positive. But it seems like it has. You know, every time this happens, this conversation, it always comes up. You know, what if you took other big smash hit movies and adjusted for inflation?
Right.
You know,
right.
for today's dollars versus what they made at the time.
Right.
So just give you some perspective. Gone with the Wind, made in 1939, right? Classic film. You still hear people talking about how it's one of their favorites.
Right.
It made $400 million worldwide in 1939. Now, if you adjust for inflation, that would mean it made $6 billion in today's dollars.
And think how many fewer theaters they had then, too.
$6 billion.
Yeah. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. All but right. congratulations to Avatar.
On that list, I heard Avatar is 26th right now, adjusted for inflation.
Wow, mm-hmm. you guys really.
Bean knows where it ranks. In the adjusted for inflation list
That's correct.
Of movie making.
I like to stay current.
He knows where it ranks on that
he
list.
He does. Kevin. He does, exactly.
Sure does.
26th.
Sad news. Two of our favorite people, Nikki Sixx and Kat Von D, have split up. All right, one of our favorite people, Kat Von D. They started dating in 2007 after Kat got a divorce from her husband, Oliver Peck, at the time, who's also a tattoo artist. Nikki Sixx released a statement yesterday saying he wishes Kat only the best and will never say a bad word about her. Well, of course not. She's Kat Von D.
Yeah.
What could you say about her? She, on the other hand, has a whole list of things I bet she could say about you, Nikki Sixx, basis for Motley Crue. First of all, you're the basis for Motley Crue.
I thought we liked Mr. Sixx when he came in on
the
show.
We did.
We were very impressed with him.
We did.
I liked him a lot.
But versus Kat Von D?
Right. Yeah, you
no, he's
pick
no
her.
Kat Von D. Yeah.
If we have to pick sides, we're going with Kat.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, if they're divvying up their friends, we want to be on Kat's list.
Tonight on American Idol, Katy Perry is one of the special guest judges. She looks great, too. Just in the commercials.
She always does.
She looks so good. Just one.
Until Russell Brand gets his paws all over her for a couple of years.
Yeah, Katy and Russell Brand were in Vegas over the weekend and apparently engaged less than a month. It's already starting to happen. The phenomenon that is engagement and then matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
Witnesses say they saw Katy Perry dragging her boyfriend all over Las Vegas, scouting out furniture.
Furniture?
Yeah, apparently.
In Vegas?
Apparently they're furnishing a house, and so she wanted to go furniture shopping, and he looked none too pleased to be dragged around to a bunch of different furniture stores. Ha! Welcome to our world, Russell Brand!
Yep.
It's
kind of weird, but she was a fun weird.
Yeah. It's all butterscotch crimpets until the furniture and the drapery things start happening.
Yeah.
And then
you
realize what marriage is all about, my little friend. You know, Sophia Bush?
Oh. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Stunner, beautiful, talented actress from One Tree Hill, probably best known. What a player Gerard Butler is. New York Post says recently they were at a party in Manhattan when Sophia Bush approached Gerard Butler and said hello. Gerard commented how attractive she looked and how nice it was to meet her. At that point, Sophia Bush reminded Gerard Butler they had met several times before.
Oh, that's rough. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, but it's because you're brain damaged.
Yeah,
but Gerard Butler, it happens to him because he's got so many hot chicks that he can't keep them all straight. He can't remember them all.
Several times, too, not just once.
Several times.
He probably had sex with her.
According to onlookers, Gerard came back with the very clever and classic deflection. Oh, have you changed your hair?
Oh, nice.
Sweet. Smooth. Gerard. Sweet.
Wow. You are the man. There is no substitute for Bush.
Congratulations to several CBS TV series. They've been renewed. Survivor has been picked up for 2 additional seasons.
How about that?
Don't forget, Survivor Heroes versus Villains starts.
Is this the best of the best characters?
They're bringing back some of their favorites. And some of the most hated villains, and they're playing against each other.
Like right. Boston Rob.
Oh, Boston Rob.
Oh. He needs to die.
I'm the godfather. Remember him? I'm the godfather here in the jungle. Jerry Manthe. Remember Jerry?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Her vagina was the portal to hell. Sure. Remember that?
That's right.
She's coming back. Colby, remember good old Colby?
Yeah.
Texas boy Colby?
He's coming back too.
Slept with his mom in the back of a truck. Sure. Had sex with her, we think.
Sure. You remember that, yeah.
He's coming back as one of the heroes, so if you're a Survivor fan, you want to check that out. But they got picked up for two more series, and The Amazing Race got picked up for another season as well.
Oh, that's such a good show.
And
it's not in high def, though, so it's no good.
Oh, stupid, not high def. I don't even watch it if it's not high def.
What's the point?
How I Met Your Mother got renewed for a sixth season, so congratulations to that cast. And speaking of television, the Harris Poll Group released their list of America's favorite TV personalities.
America's current? Favorite TV.
Current TV personalities in America. They Harris Poll is a very reputable poll company.
Sure.
They're like, what's the big one? The big one.
Spearmint Rhino?
Spearmint Rhino. That's a poll company. Yeah, no. Oh. People who take polls.
Oh.
Gallup, I guess, would be probably the most famous one. But Harris is similar, and they call people up, and they take a cross-section of Americans and try to get the pulse of the country, and apparently they have put together a list of the top 10 most popular TV personalities in America these days.
Does this include talk show hosts?
Everybody, Lisa. Everybody's on TV.
Everybody
qualifies.
On TV.
If you're on TV, you qualify.
Okay.
Spencer and Heidi?
Not on the list.
Oh.
Oprah
number one, Lisa.
Yeah.
Once again, she's number one. She's been number one 8 times in the last 17 years they've taken this poll. So more than half the times, it's Oprah.
How about...
Actually, it'd be less than half the time. Just barely. Yeah. The number two spot, Glenn Beck, frightening enough.
No! What?
Yeah, Glenn Beck, the most popular TV personality in America.
Even if you like him, would you consider him likable? You know what I mean?
Well, like, I guess if I liked him, I'd
like
consider him likable.
Show, but is he... No, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. You could like his show. Wait. You could like the content. But
right.
If it were delicious, would you think it would taste good?
Oh, stop it. Steve Carell?
Not on the list.
Oh.
No. Jay Leno was third. Jay Leno was third.
Oh, wow.
I don't know when this poll was taken.
Before?
But he was third on the list. It was a tie for fourth between Ellen DeGeneres and Hugh Laurie. Oh, boy, Hugh up in the top five. Jon Stewart was sixth. Charlie Sheen was seventh. Again, I don't know what time this poll was taken.
Before Christmas.
Pre-Christmas or post-Christmas.
Yeah.
Mark Harmon. People love the NCIS. That's all I got to tell you. He was eighth on the list. David Letterman was ninth on the list. And number 10 was Bill O'Reilly.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So there's the state of television in America. That's all you need to know. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Singer Lucinda Williams celebrates her 57th birthday today. Guitarist Eddie Van Halen, the legendary Eddie Van Halen, 55 years old. Speaking of Ellen DeGeneres, she celebrates her 52nd birthday today. The great one, NHL legend Wayne Gretzky, celebrates his 49th birthday. Sarah Rue, she was an actress. Mm-hmm. Popular, Leverage.
I think she's a new Weight Watchers spokesperson now.
There you go.
Jenny Craig. I think.
Jenny Craig, yeah.
There you go. Where does she fall on the list of adjusted dollars for box office? That's what I would like to know.
119th.
She's 31. Nadia Suleiman's octuplets are one.
Oh, great.
The Octomom celebrates her first birthday with her her little ones.
Wow, and they haven't taken them away yet? She's had them a whole year?
Not yet. Seen the photos of her in the bikini, by the way?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
A lot of surgery there.
She looked pretty good. No surgery. No surgery.
There's Is that what she's saying?
That's what she's saying. No
There's
surgery.
No way.
What did she do with all that skin? Remember how big she was when
her
she
friends
was pregnant?
Call her Mrs. Rubber Band because she snaps back so easily.
Come on.
No surgery.
So.
Don't buy
Not
it.
A one bit of surgery. Nadia Suleiman, no surgery.
Did you see John
Tell
and Kate
me you're
plus
not
eight?
Serious.
Kate's
What's that?
Stomach before she had her tummy tuck. She showed it. It was shocking.
Lisa, who are you going to believe?
Not Nadia
Suleiman. Your eyes are Nadia Suleiman.
She's lying.
And Andrew Ridgely, who was the brains behind Wham for all those years.
Not the talent, but the brains.
No, he is 47 years old today. Look, you say what you want about Andrew Ridgely, but I never saw him in a park in a men's room lurking. Yeah. Know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I've never seen him passed out behind the wheel of his Bentley at a crosswalk in London because he was so whacked out on goofballs.
Yeah.
So... There you go.
All right.
Don't come down on the ridge.
All right.
That's all I got to say. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. That is Pearl Jam, their Grammy-nominated song called The Fixer. Grammys, by the way, are on this Sunday night. Unfortunately, Pearl Jam doesn't get to perform, but they are nominated. Smashing Pumpkins coming up also. Weezer, 30 Seconds to Mars. I'd like to officially protest the bit that we're about to do. And
Based on what?
and explain that I think you're making it up. I think that that's exactly what you do, is you write down wacky stuff and then you try to put, literally put words in my mouth.
Here's what happens. Bean has Asperger's syndrome. Yeah. And people who have Asperger's syndrome can't tell if their conversation is interesting to another person.
No.
They can't read the room.
No.
Right.
So we try to say it out loud to him. And he says things randomly during the commercials and the songs, just out of the blue. None of us are talking about it. Most of the time, the room is quiet for 30 seconds or whatever. And we're not talking about something coming up later on the show. He's just online. He sees something interesting and he has to tell us. And we call it...
Thanks for that info, Bean.
And again, I would like to caution you, Bean, that we understand what you said. We don't need clarification.
But you wouldn't put it in the thanks for that info Bean pile if you found it as fascinating as I do.
Right, but
that's
we
our
don't.
Point.
We don't, and we
and
tell
I,
you
and
that.
What I'm saying is the reason you don't find it fascinating sometimes we is you it. Don't understand the bigger
oh,
context
we understand.
Of the story.
We understand.
They're not difficult ideas.
Like this one, for example.
Speaking.
And by the way, the rule is if Bean says something like this, we're not allowed to respond.
Yeah, that is the rule.
We don't always follow it, but that's the rule. So I write down exactly what Bean says and then exactly what anyone else in the room says. Okay. Bean started out by saying, and this is a typical Bean thing, I wish I had a pug sometimes.
Now,
and then Ralph was in the room and he said, nope.com.
Look, we all have dogs.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Don't need clarification.
We're,
understand
we're all
it.
Dog lovers.
Get it.
We talk
completely
about
understand it.
Our dogs and other dogs.
Right.
It was just a discussion with dog lovers about a cute breed. That's all. That's legit. That's a legitimate
there was
topic
no
to bring up in this room.
Conversation. You just said that out of the blue. We weren't talking about dogs.
No.
We wanted.
Right,
I mean,
but every
we
conversation
talking
in the world has to start with somebody bringing it up in the first place.
Where are we supposed to go with that? We hope you have a pug, too.
Somebody else could say, oh, I think pugs are awesome. Or somebody else could say, I think they've got beady little eyes. How dare
Thanks
you.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
All right, this one is spectacular because of the response of the room. Guys, you know I follow Clyde Tombaugh on Twitter. Nobody said anything. He's the guy who discovered Pluto, you know.
Duh.
Okay.
Like, we don't know that by now.
Nobody. Right, now nobody
I'm confused
said anything.
Because I'm Clyde Tombaugh on Twitter, so I'm confused where this is coming from.
I don't know. But you
That's
follow
my Twitter name.
Okay, but you follow the real guy or no? I don't know.
The real guy's been dead for a long time.
All right, I don't know who you were following, but it's somebody that discovered a planet.
Okay, all
Let
right.
Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He just tweeted that it was 5 years ago today that he discovered planet A74OB.
Astronomer Mike Brown, who discovered Eris. That's who we were talking about.
Here. Nothing. I hate that guy. That whole conversation.
I hate that,
that entire
guy.
Conversation happened without a single comment from this room.
Because I knew better.
It was a monologue. He's doing a monologue about who he hates. The guy that discovered a planet.
Why do you hate that guy?
First of all, it's a dwarf planet. And second of all, because he's the one who started the ball rolling to get Pluto demoted from a planet to a dwarf planet. That's why I hate that guy.
That's the kind of thing that people with Asperger's care a lot about.
Yeah.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Guys, today is the 10th anniversary of the WTO riots. No one said anything. Hard to believe, huh? No one said anything. He goes fishing like that a lot. Tries to like, and sometimes he'll target Mike. Uh-huh. And say, Mike, what do you think about that? Just to try and, like, force the conversation to happen. It's crazy that I've never been to Sweden.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Well, it is. If I've been to Finland and I've been to Iceland, why haven't I been to Sweden yet?
But were we talking about places you've been on vacation?
No.
Well, what do you want us to say to that?
That's the problem with all of these things. There is no response. There's no conversation to go. There's nowhere to go with this stuff.
Bean's online a lot. Here's the list of the 7 smartest dogs, which is the kind of stuff that he finds all the time and has to read to us. Mike breaks the rule and says, what number are Chihuahuas? Clearly the only kind that he's asking about because he has
That's
them.
What he has.
Not on the list. And then Bean began. Number 7 is, and then he read them all. He read them all. No one else asked. No one else said anything. Just Mike, Chihuahuas, not on the list. And then we got the whole list.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
This is one of my favorites. And it's just so bizarre. Bean said, why isn't anyone named Millicent anymore?
That's the best.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Why isn't anyone named Millicent anymore?
God.
Look, I think it's interesting that names go in and out of fashion.
We
some
don't.
Just vanish. Some just disappear. I met a waitress the other day whose name was Edith, Kevin, and I thought about a conversation that we've had on the air before about how you rarely meet an Edith, and when you do, they're never hot.
Right.
And I was just thinking how interesting it is that there are some traits associated with some names. That's all.
Why is it Millicent? How come that name isn't used?
That's right, Info Bean.
I'm going to start a campaign to bring Millicent back.
Twitter is the worst thing that could have happened to Bean because he now, you know, you say you can avoid Twitter if you don't like it. You don't have to follow people unless you have a friend who follows everyone in the world and then reads them to you.
Right.
Which Bean does. So out of the blue, no one's saying anything. Ryan Seacrest just tweeted a picture of his breakfast. And then Lisa said, "Dear God."
That's then, allowed, right?
Yes. And then Bean followed up, "It's egg whites and hash browns."
That's that Info Bean.
Here's my favorite, though. And I broke the rule. Mike broke the rule. Everyone broke the rule on this one. Bean begins the conversation with, "I can't hear you," which he likes to do because he's saying, "I'm doing something more important." That's how he gets into that.
Oh, right, right, right.
"I can't hear you. I'm writing a birthday greeting to Buzz Aldrin right now."
That's that Info Bean.
So then, who, by the way, is an astronaut that's 900 years old that Bean is obsessed with.
He turned 80 this week. Big deal.
So I wrote down, Psycho Mike said, "F you," except for he said the word. He didn't shorten it. So then Bean continued. "He turns 80 next week." So then I got in and I broke my own rule. And I said, "Then why are you writing him now instead of next week if that's when his birthday is?" "His people are asking his many fans to write him birthday wishes. And then they're going to put it together like a huge birthday card."
That's that Info Bean.
God.
And then Psycho Mike said what we all feel on a daily basis. "There's not enough FU in the world." And I think that summarizes our relationship.
What's wrong with sending a little love to an American hero? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Do it.
Just being patriotic.
Yeah. Do it. That's fine. Don't talk to us about it. We don't want to know. We're not interested.
I thought you guys might want to get in on the Buzz Aldrin birthday celebration.
Thanks for that Info Bit.
Yeah, that's the guy that's dating Jessica Simpson right there, Billy Corgan. What's up with that, by the way? Have we ever gotten to the bottom of that one?
I don't know how to get to the bottom of that one.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll get to your Afro calls in a minute. Producer Alex happened to be in the room, Kevin, so I asked her to strap on some cans because I have a question for her.
She doesn't need to strap on cans, by the way.
Does not.
Headphones. One hour from right now, we're talking to a Kevin and Bean listener for 4 years now online in the beautiful country of Ecuador, which Kevin, as you know, is in South America right next to Portugal.
Of course.
Her name is Christy with an I. And frankly, I don't care about her problem. I don't care that she wonders if she has too much of an age difference with the boyfriend. I just think if her name is Christy with an I and she's from Ecuador, she has to be hot. So I want to ask producer Alex, since he set her up for this morning, if she got a chance to talk to her yesterday and what she thinks.
I did not talk to her. I just did email, and it's hard for me to tell somebody's hotness over email. But you think anyone's name, if it's weird in your Asperger brain, if it's intriguing to you or has the right, you know,
they're hot?
Even amount of letters, that they're hot.
All guys would like that to be true.
Yeah. But, you know, if there's no way to find out, then why not just think that?
She's way hot. 36, 24, 36. She's, 5'7".
All right.
Long black chocolate curly loving hair. All for you, B.
Yeah.
She speaks Spanish. Oh, yeah. I love Christy so much.
She loves pugs named Millicent.
Well, at least I know she likes old guys, so I've got a chance there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alex. We will talk to her in 1 hour, and I bet she's hot. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air for you at 323-520-AFRO. That's the number. It's our little answering machine. You call us, leave a message, we play it back on the radio.
He shoots, he scores! I'm Lisa May, where happy happens.
Exactly.
Hey, guys. Yeah, my name is Eric. God damn you, Omar. God damn you. Just stop it.
Yeah, Eric.
This is where that came from. Omar made a movie in, was it high school or college? High school?
I don't remember, actually.
Come on, like he went to college.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double-cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so, yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I got to go. Later.
So every time we hear the name Eric, we say, yeah, Eric, because it reminds us of that.
Can't stop ourselves.
Yeah.
Can't help it. What are you going to do?
Hey, guys. I just dropped off my wife and kids at the airport, and they're going to go to Mexico for a week.
He's yelling freedom.
We know the feeling, sir.
We get this response to Psycho Mike a lot.
You, Mike. I just ate a 6-pound bag of gummy bears from Costco. I bet you can't do This is my house.
Oh, that hurts.
That's his Mike. House because the lawyers are telling Mike that he can't step foot inside.
Right.
Guys, Psycho Mike versus the world's largest gummy bear was going to be awesome.
Oh, yes, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear.
But alas, it's not to be.
I'm a gummy bear, and I'm a lawyer, too. I'm a gummy, yummy, 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 gummy bear.
Song has some fans.
Yeah.
It hailed last week. Doesn't happen a lot where we
it
live.
It did.
Oh, my. Having to be in this hail. It's hailing. Hail. Hail, Mary. Oh, it's slowing down. Oh, Lisa May, it's slowing down. Oh, picking up. You want to pick it? Oh. Oh. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
The hail.
He enjoys the weather.
There was hail, and then I think he was trying to go sexy, but then he ended up crying. I don't know.
I often do leave them in tears.
I really don't know. The SAG Awards happened this past weekend. Screen Actors Guild.
Okay.
Doesn't stand for Scream Actors Guild, but...
So I'm watching the Screen Actor Guild Awards, and Monique just won. And I don't know if it's just the dress she's wearing, but her back boobs are bigger than her front boobs.
Oh. That is so true,
That's
by the way.
That's not good.
I noticed that, too. And by the way, maybe because of the heat she got of her hairy, hairy legs on the red carpet at the Golden Globes,
yeah.
She was wearing a floor-length gown at the SAGs Excellent. This past Saturday. So there was no, we didn't have to see those.
That is good news.
Man, whatever happened to White Pants? You guys need to play that a few more times. I know it's old, but still good. Never gets old.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? That'd be cool if we could play that song more.
Mm,
yeah, can't really.
Or never again.
Not quite so much.
Oh, Kevin Amin. Oh, Psycho Mike. Lisa May. Oh, yeah. Ba 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 la la ba 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 la la la.
So that girl called. And then
yeah, she did.
And then a minute later, that girl called back. She wasn't done serenading us.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
So that
She's
made
got
me.
It all.
That made me think I should play Omar's remix of Pants on the
yeah.
Ground, which is the best.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, head turned sideways, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking down the town with your pants on the ground. Hey, get your pants off the ground.
That guy rules, first of all. And second of all, if you'd like to leave us a message on any topic, 323-520-AFRO. Why is it anyone named Millicent anymore? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 634.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tenacious D, live in our studio later on today. Also, who will replace Simon Cowell on American Idol? We've got an update on that. And we'll tell you about the YouPoop app coming up in a few minutes. Yes, there's an app called YouPoop. Lisa, you don't want to know. But that's
oh,
on the
man.
Way from the Kevin and Bean
what
Show.
What could that do for you? Schedule it?
No.
All right.
It involves...
Record it?
Okay.
Weighing.
Okay. Right.
I can say no more.
All right. Good times. We got a story yesterday. Ralph brought it to us from the entertainment news, and that is that Conan the Barbarian, which was the film that originally starred Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
shooting
yeah.
another one, and they're looking for a new Conan.
Okay.
Because Arnold is not available.
Arnold is 85 years old. Now, the Conan, it's been so long. I know that name, but when were those movies out? There's more than one, right?
Well, let's
were
ask him.
Were they in the 80s?
We have Arnold on the phone. Let's ask him.
Oh,
okay.
Because I don't remember either.
I don't either.
Arnold?
Hi, Governor.
4,702,000
Yeah, right.
4,703,000
I doubt it.
4,700,004
Yeah. Arnold?
Yes.
Hey, did you hear the Conan the Barbarian news?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could not believe my ears when I heard what they're doing. They are taking a classic character from the film that I created, and they're ruining it.
Well, they are recasting it, if that's what you're saying.
Yes.
But you don't really act anymore. You've gone off in a different direction. You're considerably older. I mean, just like with the Terminator, they want the franchise to go on. They can't get you. They get somebody else.
Why can't they get me? Listen, the governor gig is almost over.
Oh, I see.
What am I be doing after that?
Are you not running again?
I don't think I can.
Okay. All
I think two terms is the limit.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
But aren't you...
Trust me, I would personally love to drive the state more into the ground. But unfortunately, I think my time of ruining is up.
All right.
You've done all the damage you could do in your terms.
I can't make the deficit any larger.
Okay.
Well, apparently Conan is going to start shooting in March. So you won't be ready by then.
Have you seen the soft girly man they have as they're playing Conan?
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because I know that they've bandied a couple of names about, including Kellan Lutz from the Twilight movie. He seems awfully slight to be Conan.
No, you should have gotten the updated story where they named Jason Momoa as the new Conan the Barbarian.
That's the other one, too. That's the guy from Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, that's the one they cast as Conan.
And they have the dreads. He has dreads.
Yeah, but he looks like a Rastafarian drug dealer. He's not Conan. He's like Melvin the Rastafarian.
But they're not
Conan the Barbarian.
Well, I don't think they're looking for you. I think they're looking for to take it in a different direction.
Well, the direction of a conch shell and a steel drum? Is that the direction? Conan playing on the beach in Jamaica?
I got to be honest. I and maybe a lot of other people don't remember the Conan movies. They were so long ago, Governor.
Well,
I mean, what
honest,
does Conan
you're
do?
You're a douchebag.
It's not something that I've stayed current with. I mean, what does Conan do? He just goes around and beats people up with a sword or what?
Oh, my God. You're so incredibly stupid. Conan was the most amazing warrior of all the Middle Earth.
Right. But you
he
went around
a giant broadsword. He'd take over entire armies of men.
Right.
Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer.
Right.
Red Sonja.
Red Sonja, right.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
But what we're saying is there's a new one. They're taking it a different direction.
It's a bad direction is what I'm saying.
What do you want them to do?
He's not even muscular.
Well, that's true.
Well, how do you hold a broadsword if you can't lift up your own panties? like this gay boy with the Rastafarian head.
Well, I think tastes change and people move on, Governor, and it's not your world anymore in the movies.
What's going to happen next? Is Nick Jonas going to be Mr. Freeze? What is Taylor Lautner going to be Total Recall?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I doubt it. But,
I don't think they're going to reshoot all your
is
movies.
Is Kellan Lutz going to be the Running Man? Is Jared Padalecki going to be Commando? What is going on with all these lightweight young actors? Where are the real actors now?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe your friend James Cameron from the ABBA Blah. Maybe he has a movie he can give you.
It's not ABBA Blah. It's Avatar.
It's what?
Well, that's not. It's
Avatar.
What?
Avatar?
Blah, blah, blah. It's Avatar.
It's not Avatar.
It's Avatar.
By the way, it's Avatar.
That's
Avatar.
What I said.
There's a V in it.
That's what I said.
Avatar.
Avatar.
No.
Avatar.
How long have you been in America?
40 years or so.
Is there any possible way that you could lose a little of that accent? Really, Avatar. Just say that.
They're already taking Conan away from me. Now you want me to lose the accent too?
Yes.
I'd have nothing going on for me.
That's it?
I'd be a big saggy man boob and a former bodybuilder.
Well, yeah. No one wants that.
That's going to happen anyway. All right. Well, good talking to you.
All right.
Good looking.
Way to send the bit out with a trickle instead of a bang.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:48.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Green Day on the way. Also, the Violent Femmes rise against. And we'll talk about the latest iPhone apps, including You Poop, in minutes.
I will not be here for that.
Yeah, it involves weighing.
You know you're in control of what you talk about on the air.
I have friends who do that.
You do not.
I do.
No. Oh, you have friends who weigh their poop.
I do.
God.
You have bad friends, and you should get rid of those friends. They should no longer be in your life.
Let me clarify. They weigh themselves before and after is how they do it. So
that's
a little
different.
No, it's just to see how much weight they lost in that moment.
What?
That's what I'm just saying.
How could that possibly be of any significance?
I don't know. I don't know.
I want the numbers of these people. I want to talk to them.
I'm not going to give you any names, Ray Romano. But
see, that's a sign of insanity. That's what it is. And he needs help.
You may be too obsessed with your weight if you're following it ounce by ounce, I think.
He does that because he wants to see how much he got rid of. I mean, it's the same thing.
Hey, what? Was what? He? Why? What's
I don't
the purpose
know.
Of that?
I don't know. I don't do it.
You've never done that once?
No!
Mike, you've done
are
it?
You insane?
Mike's done it.
Who? So if it's a pound and a half, what do you win? Do you get like a ribbon or something? Do you get a Kewpie doll or a stuffed animals like a carnival?
Omar said he's done it.
Wow. You people are effed up. You need new hobbies. Start collecting stamps or coins or something. Instead of weighing your crap.
Was Ray ever able to make that H that he was hoping for?
I don't believe so. Okay. Still trying.
Time for the showbiz beat. Fortunately, mercifully, Ralph is here to change the topic.
Whew. Quick email before I get to the showbiz news from one of our regular listeners, Tim Fitzsimmons. Tim writes in, so my wife and I had a baby girl last week, and today my wife was scouring the internet for some good lullaby music to play, and it dawned on me, Ralph used to play the best lullaby song ever during the Showbiz Report, something about I'm a Little Flower. What was the name of that song, or who was it by? Well, you may or may not remember, but it was Mr. Ray. Remember Mr.
That's
Ray
right.
with Flower Power?
Yes. I sure do.
No, not at all,
this
not a bit.
Song, well, this song will stick in your head for the next 2 years.
Well, is that what we want?
Yes. Here's Mr. Ray.
Hang on, you gotta wait one part. Second.
Why do I have to wait?
Because Mike.
I thought this was queued
Mike's
up.
Back!
When I came in here, yeah. I said cue that up.
Why I've got is it that? If you need. I've got it if you need it.
All right, I got it. Here we go.
All right.
I'm a little flower. Watch me as I grow into so many, many colors.
Yeah.
Flower power.
Remember that?
Yeah, when little kids come out.
So good.
Watch me as
that's good for any age, that song.
This is one of those songs that you will find yourself at, you know, this afternoon at 5 singing that song.
That will be in your head.
And you can't help it. You don't have any control over it.
How did Mr. Ray come to our attention? I'm trying to remember how we became aware of it. Because I remember we had him on as a guest and discussed the flower song, but why
did we have him on?
Because I heard this song, and I told you it was the most infectious song ever, and I could not get it out of my head.
Which one? This
one?
I don't know.
What was that?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Don't be bad.
It does make you forget the Lady Gaga Bad Romance song, at least.
No.
So anyway, the song was so infectious, we had Mr. Ray on to talk about the fact that he writes the most infectious music in the world.
Yeah, it was annoying.
So Start Dreaming is the name of his CD. You can pick that up, Tim, and I'm a Little Flower will be in your head forever.
Flower,
oh, this makes me want to just smoke dope and lay in a field. Yeah, you should just get that for your kids and then buy her a bong. Because when she listens to that enough, by the time she's 12, she will just be smoking out.
Time she's 4.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. Tiger Wood is back in the news. The reason I say Tiger Wood is because I'm looking at the new film from Wicked Pictures.
What happened?
Which is a parody of the Tiger Woods situation called...
Can I guess?
Sure.
Not Tiger Woods?
Tiger's Got Wood.
Oh, look at that.
Tiger's Got Wood.
They're not trying anymore.
Hit streets on the 27th of this month. You can pick it up. It's introducing Johnny Slim as Tiger. I'm glad to see Johnny Slim finally got his break. Because he's been toiling in the background of porn films for years. And finally now he's a star because he's a light-skinned black dude.
All right.
He gets to play Tiger. Diana Dahl will be playing Elin. And Christy Lynn, India Summer, Jazzy Berlin, Madeline Marie, Rochelle Ryan and Evan Stone co-star in Tiger's Got Wood. So you might want to pick that up on the 27th.
Mike's all laughing those, for a dude.
Yep,
yeah, all those hot porn chicks
my favorite porn stars, by the way.
That's true.
Are dudes.
That's true.
It's very strange. All right. System of a Down, Serge Tankian.
Good deal.
Has quite a few projects lined up this year. He said he is going to release a solo album called Music Without Borders.
Okay.
And it will be, this is his quote, electro orchestra jazz rock. Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
I can't wait for that.
That sounds good.
I'm in.
He is also writing a
orchestral music for the Auckland Symphony Orchestra.
Really?
In New Zealand, yeah. That'll be out on a CD on March 9th. So he's got a lot of stuff going on.
Glendale!
Speaking of musical acts, them Crooked Vultures, Deftones, and AC/DC will be headlining this year's Download Festival. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not, but it happens in June in the UK. Motorhead, Megadeth, and Stone Temple Pilots are also on the bill. It's quite the show.
Yeah.
So if you're in England, you're in good shape.
If you're not, if you're not,
you're screwed.
Kevin, you ever see AC/DC?
I never have, no.
Oh, what a show. So good.
We were talking about Avatar.
Avatar?
And the fact that it has become the number one highest grossing film of all time.
This is Avatar.
I was mistaken earlier with the numbers that I gave out. I said it was $1.3 million. I think I said earlier this morning. It's actually $1.8 billion dollars.
So you were off by $500 million?
That's all.
Okay, that's not bad. That's close.
You know, in China, they have banned the film.
Hey. Why?
Well, Kevin, here's the thing about the Chinese. They're a panicky government.
Yeah.
They are concerned that citizens who have been forced out of their homes by government projects might identify too closely with the film's blue-skinned protagonists, the Na'vi. They don't want them getting any ideas. So they have pulled the movie from all 2D theaters.
What about 3D?
Well, there's only a few of those in China, so they left it in there. But here's the thing. It's not keeping them from making money off of the film. A southern Chinese province has officially changed the name of one of their local mountains to Avatar Hallelujah Mountain.
Okay.
They encourage tourists to come to Avatar Hallelujah Mountain and look at it. Because they say it was the inspiration for James Cameron's fictional world of Pandora.
Are they making that up?
No.
Huh.
Apparently, a Hollywood photographer did spend some time in the area in 2008 taking photos of the mountains for the digital artists to copy for the film.
And this is the mountain that floats in the air in the movie, right?
Yeah. So they're hoping that the fans, known as Avatards, will come from all over the world to see the actual mountains that the Pandora mountains were based on. So come and spend your dollars in China, won't you? But we won't let our people see the movie.
Right.
Because that's that. And this is right up Kevin's alley.
All right.
Because Kevin loves British documentaries.
I
know you'll be surprised to hear that sentence.
I do.
But Kevin has an odd fixation with British documentaries. And this one may be the greatest yet. Because it also involves chimpanzees.
I mean, I'm both down.
This is the world's first documentary shot entirely by chimpanzees.
Yay!
They're the camera people?
Yes.
Well, what do they know about that? How good could that be?
It was will air on BBC tonight. I wonder if it's BBC America, too, whether we'll have to wait or not. But apparently they built a enclosure at the Edinburgh Zoo in Scotland, and they gave chimps two cameras. One was sort of like a TV. It was a setup camera that they would be able to choose what they watched on that camera.
Really? Okay.
And initially, the chimpanzees started watching themselves. They had a button they could push where they could watch themselves, but then they got bored with that and started looking around other areas of the zoo, especially the kitchen where they would make the chimps' meals.
Really?
The chimps would watch the people make their food.
They were zeroing in on their food.
They were fascinated by that.
Let's not give them cameras.
And another chimpanzee was given a chimp-proof camera, taught how to operate the stop and start button, and he would go around and film the other chimps and stuff that was going on in their lives.
That is fascinating.
But it's got to be horrible. They don't know about holding the camera still or anything, right? Is it watchable?
Well, they viewed it, and they said the film is much better than Paul Blart.
Well, okay.
Interestingly enough.
All right.
So the documentary airs tomorrow night on BBC television. No word on when it's going to be on here in the States. But apparently they say it's fascinating to get the world from the chimp's point of view.
I got me a monkey.
Yes.
I will tell you, from the clips that I have seen online, you are going to wish that they had given a Steadicam to those chimps.
That's what I was saying.
They're awfully shaky, the camera work.
From the clips you've already seen.
Of course,
that's
yes.
What you figured.
Yeah. Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
I like to stay current.
Stop saying that. You're way worse than staying current.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Andrew Ridgely from Wham is 47 years old today. What's Andrew Ridgely been up to, Bean? What's he up to lately? What's he got going on?
Just living off the Wham money, man. He doesn't have to do anything.
NHL legend Wayne Gretzky, the great one, is 49 years old today. Seems like just yesterday he was a 21-year-old kid out of Saskatoon, Nova Scotia, or wherever the hell he's from.
Yeah. Does he still own or manage or whatever he was doing with the Coyotes?
I don't think so.
Is he still involved in that? He's out.
I don't think so. I think he's out.
I think he's divested himself from the Coyotes after that big gambling scandal.
Oh.
Yeah. That happened down there. They've been trying to talk to him about coming back to work for the Kings organization for some time now.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do.
Ellen DeGeneres is 52 years old today. Eddie Van Halen is 55. Yeah. And Bob Uecker. Remember Bob Uecker?
Hell yeah.
Just a bit outside. He was the play-by-play announcer in Major League. Remember that movie with Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, I totally
about
remember
the, about the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah, but I don't remember the
And he had a long-running series of commercials for Miller Lite.
He was the dad on Mr. Belvedere.
He was the dad on Mr. Belvedere.
All right, that I recognize.
Funny guy. He still does play-by-play, I think, for some baseball team.
For real?
Someplace. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
He's 75 years old today.
I think he's with the Brewers play-by-play organization.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tenacious D in our studio 1 hour from right now. In about 10 minutes, we'll talk to an unbelievably hot Kevin and Bean listener named Christy with an I from Ecuador. She's 23, wants to know if she's too young to be dating a guy who's 41. Lucky dude. All right. First, though, let's talk about craps.com, K-R-A-P-P-S.com. This is our absolute best go-to website for all things having to do with apps for your phone. And we are very excited to welcome the editor of Craps, Alex, back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Alex, Happy New Year, man. How you been?
Kevin, Bean, Lisa, Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank
Here's
you.
What I like about Alex, though, is he picks the bad ones and makes fun of them. I love that. Because there are some really ridiculous apps that people have come up with.
It is unbelievable. I mean, look, I knew we weren't going to run out of apps anytime soon, but the pace at which they are being invented is insane. Alex, how many iPhone apps are now available for folks' phones?
Right. It's funny. I've been with you guys for about a year now, and I think back when we first started, there was like 10,000 apps. I just checked the number. There's over 135,000 applications.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How many, if you know, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but the average person keeps how many apps on their phone, do you think? I mean, how many realistically can a person use? Is it 20? Is it 50? What do you hear?
Well, you can keep up to, I think there's like 11 pages of apps, so you can keep about 100. I just read a report where an individual basically does use about 3 to 4 apps a day. So, you know, if you're really into it, yeah, you can use about 10 a day, which I do. So, yeah, it's part of your lifestyle.
All right, let's talk about some of the new ones since the last time we had you on. I'm having a problem figuring out the best way to weigh my poop. Do you have anything for me there?
Yeah, absolutely, because that is the age-old question, how much does my weigh?
Yeah.
Listen, for 99 cents, what you can do is download. It's called You Poop, okay? And what you do, what this does is actually it will give you the weight of your poop. Granted, it is
How does it do that? You put it in the toilet? What?
Yeah, exactly. You throw your iPhone in the toilet and poop on it.
Is it just guessing?
It's an estimate. I think this app was actually developed by the guys over at MIT. They put some very, very profound statistical analysis and crunching numbers. And basically, you just enter in what you eat during the day, and it estimates what your poop will be when it
The guys
out.
At MIT are playing a big prank on everyone, for the record.
I'm probably making some money off of it as well.
I'd be more impressed if you took a picture of it, sent it to them, and then they let you know.
All right, get on that.
That would be impressive.
Let's get on
and
that.
And they can tell you where the nuts came from. Right. But by the way, in the news last week, in the last couple of weeks since the Haiti earthquake, you probably saw the story, Alex, about the guy who literally survived under the rubble because he still was able to get a cell phone signal down there after a couple of days. And he used the first aid app on his iPhone to direct him on how to address the wounds that he had while he was waiting to be rescued.
Right, right. It's a fantastic story. The guy survived 64 hours being buried under rubble. First, what he did was use the light from his iPhone to look at his injuries and to diagnose it. And then, like you said, there was the first aid and CPR pocket app, which allowed him to make a tourniquet, you know, stop the bleeding, keep himself from going into shock, you know, things like that. So, yeah, that was big news.
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to iChug.
No.
What is iChug?
Absolutely not. Lisa, I chug. It's one of those things where, you know how we all chug a beer? We try to get it down as fast as possible.
Sure, I do that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. But you never, ever know exactly how fast you're doing it. Sure, you could do a stopwatch, but damn it, it's not accurate.
Right.
So thanks to the iPhone and the accelerometer technology in it, what you do, you put your you launch iChug, you put your iPhone next to your beer, now, and then you hold both of them together, and then you start chugging a beer. So you tilt back your head, you're chugging, boom, you put it down, and then iChug will automatically stop once it senses your bottle goes back to its ready position, and boom, give you a time.
Oh, wow.
So basically, it's just a timer. That's
it. It's an accurate timer, dude, Kevin.
Exactly.
You don't understand.
Dude, I mean, it incorporates accelerometer. Come on now.
Well, it has an accelerometer in it.
That is true. That does sound impressive.
We are talking to Alex, by the way, the editor of craps.com, K-R-A-P-P-S.com, which has all the latest news and apps, good and bad. What about the ones that claim that they can get your iPhone to do something physical? Are these for real? You got one listed that that says that it can blow air out of the iPhone. There's another one.
What?
There's another one that listed that says it'll warm up your iPhone if you want to use it as a hand warmer. Can those work, Alex?
Yeah, they can work, but to a certain extent. There's an app called iBlower. And
we're talking.
Yeah, and it's Buddy iLapDance. Anyways, Blower is what the developers did is basically tweak out the hardware inside the iPhone where the speakers are now acting in reverse, so it's blowing out air. And they have this demo video where they like blow out a candle and blow out steam, but you know, in reality it's a pretty weak air. It's like an ant farting or something. It's not very strong.
It's kind of pointless. Like, what would you ever use that tiny amount of air for, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. And there's another one called like pocket warmer. So supposedly if you're skiing or something, you know, you'll launch this app and it like heats up your phone, and then you know you can warm up your hands. But you know what? The reality is, dude, I don't know if I want my phone like all hot stuff because
exactly
a good thing. So
we have spoken in the past about how Apple does the best job they can, or claim they do, to prohibit nudity on the iPhone apps.
Yeah.
Where's that line these days? How naked can you get in an iPhone app?
Okay, so back when we talked, you could basically be in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can have pasties, and there's like and on the bottom you can have, I don't even know what the hell these things are called, but it's kind of like a tampon or something on the bottom where it kind of covers the parts.
Good.
So now the big thing, tons of like these pasty apps. You've got little fruit pasties over the nipples and stars and stuff like that. So yeah, that is where you could be right now. You can prance around in pasties in the App Store.
We're getting close, people. We're getting close. All right, we're almost out of time, Alex. What's your favorite app that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, you know, this is actually going to help a lot of the single people. It's tough to get a date and stuff, and you know, when you go to bed at night, you're kind of lonely and you got nobody to sleep with. So, excuse me. There's an app called Mega Girlfriend. So what you do, you go to bed. You take your iPhone with you, you prop it up on your pillow next to you, and you launch this app, and it's this girl's head. And she's laying there next to you, she's looking at you, winking at you, talking to you.
Oh, dear God.
And she basically falls asleep with you guys, and this way you never have to sleep alone.
So that's pathetic. Okay.
But I have to ask, can you run that and the eye blow at the same time?
Actually, dude, I'm going to work on that app.
Put those two together and get back to us.
All right. Craps.com is K-R-A-P-P-S.com for all the apps info. Alex, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us here on the Kevin DeBean program.
Thank you all
Thanks,
so much.
Alex.
Have a great one.
Psycho Mike, are you maintaining control, knowing that Tenacious D is going to be here in about a half an hour?
Well, I mean, we've been on tour for so long. I mean, I see him every day.
I know they're your favorite guys in the world, but yes. They're going to be coming in and performing live for us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. Got a great email from a listener yesterday who enjoys the show through KevinAndBean.com. Kevin, she's been listening to us from Ecuador for 4 years.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
How about that? You are awesome. Thanks for always making me laugh, making my day at work fun. I know you usually only do funny topics on your show, but I need some advice, and maybe you and your listeners can help. I am 23. I am dating a guy that is 41. I'm worried about the age gap. I want to know about people who have been through this and whether they have succeeded or failed. It would be very helpful, and I would be thankful if you could make it a topic on your program. Thanks for doing a good job, Christy, with an I, by the way. So she's got to be hot, and she joins us on the phone right now from the beautiful South American land of Ecuador. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. How did you come to listen to the Kevin and Bean Show for the last 4 years?
Well, I've been to LA a couple times, and I was lucky enough to hear you one day. So when I came back to Ecuador, I searched online, and there you were.
All right.
Oh, how about that? Well, we very much appreciate all of our listeners around the world. It's always a big thrill for us to know that people are listening in other countries. So tell us about this relationship that you're in. How long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating a year and 3 months.
A year and 3 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you meet him? How do you guys know each other? Is he one of your father's friends?
No. Actually, he's from New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And then we can answer.
Yeah.
No, get rid of him.
he's a Guido.
Is his name the situation?
I know.
All right, go ahead.
No, actually, the company he works for, it's him here for a year to do some work. So one day we met at a bar and he hit it off, and we were together the whole year he was here.
I think okay. I think Christy is cursing, and that's why her phone keeps beeping.
Yeah, what is
yeah,
that?
I think does, that's what it is.
It does sound like you keep hitting the keypad on your phone, Christy. Is everything okay?
Oh, no.
Need us to send okay. the authorities?
All right. All right. Here, the first thought I had when I saw your email, my dear, is she wouldn't be asking this question if the relationship were going great. Is there some sort of problem that makes you think that maybe the age difference is getting in the way of you two being happy together?
Not really. I mean, I think it's going great, but he's thinking about taking a job here and moving permanently, and I'm just a little worried.
Oh, I see.
Oh, he wants to move there permanently to be with you.
Yes.
Oh.
But he's not trying to take you back to New Jersey, is he?
What?
He's not taking you back to New Jersey, is he?
No, he's
okay,
not.
Good. All right, good.
That's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
Not shoulders,
yeah, so,
by the way.
I mean,
not her shoulders.
So Christy, your fear is what if he makes the commitment to move to Ecuador because of you, and then for whatever reason it doesn't work out, and then you feel bad?
Exactly.
I think that has nothing to do with age. I think I would be scared of that if he was 23 and I was 23.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be really clear about you don't know where this is going to go. I mean, has he proposed or anything?
I don't know. That's the thing, because I'm only 23.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he's already thinking, settling down or
right.
getting married and stuff.
Now, wait. When you say dating, you're in Ecuador and he's in New Jersey, so you don't really date much.
Well, he was here for a year, so we were together
okay.
for a year.
And then
he's been gone 2 months, so.
Right.
2 months, gotcha. Did you ever have any feeling that the age difference was a problem when you were together in terms of the things that you like to do or talk about?
No, not at all. I mean, never been a problem. Never really thought about it. You know, just hit it off and it was good. But I guess he wanted to settle down and everything. That's
okay, Christy, are you sitting on your telephone? Why do you keep hitting the keypad on your telephone?
No, I don't know. I'm not.
All right.
It's beeping. Well, and I think the big issue, and I had this too, because you know I a couple of times have dated and or married people much older than me. You project ahead when you're 23. You go, okay, this is great now, but in 10 years or 15 years,
right,
here's where he's going to be, and here's where I'm going to be. Is that going to be an
issue?
Because
he's 18 years older than you.
And the answer is yeah. Of course, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
When he's 65, that's going to be an issue.
Christy, is he very, very wealthy?
He's okay.
Okay, because, you know, it may be worth you waiting him out because he'll die soon, and then you'll have all of his money.
He's not that old.
I know.
I mean, you look at Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. They seem very
25
happy.
Years age difference.
Yeah, that's a big 25. Age difference.
That seems not possible, doesn't it?
All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's
listen.
Weird to me.
You've heard from Christy with an I in Ecuador. She is asking for the Kevin and Bean listeners' experience and advice on this topic because lots of people have gone through this before. Lisa has had an experience. Lisa, what would your advice be to Christy before we go to the phones?
Run.
Yeah, generally speaking, I dated someone at one point when I was 20 who was 50.
Wow.
For 3 years.
That was a bad decision.
That was...
not for him.
And then my ex-husband was 14 years older than me.
All right, here's the information we need, though, too.
Ex being the keyword there.
Are you hot? That's important.
I don't know. I think so.
All right.
I think so, too, by the way. I think so very
much. Take it easy,
all right.
Dude. All right.
Christy, we are going to throw this open to our listeners and get some stories, which I think is what you asked. You want to know what the chances are that this relationship with an 18-year age difference is going to succeed, okay? So you either hold on or we'll get back to you on the telephone, and we'll invite everybody to give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Your calls help for Kevin and Bean listener Christy right after this. Minutes away from Tenacious D in our studio performing live on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always a thrill when those guys stop by. Right now, though, we're trying to help out a Kevin and Bean listener from around the world. She listens in Ecuador. Her name is Christy with an I, and I guarantee that she's hot. And she's got a little bit of a dilemma in her relationship in that there is an 18-year age difference between her and her boyfriend. She's 23. He's 41. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 on your experience and advice. Here's one. Hey, hot 23-year-old Latin girls should never be with middle-aged Americans unless they're looking for citizenship. Tell her no. But, Christy, that's not the case. You're not trying to become an American or anything. You plan to live right there in Ecuador, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's get some calls, which is what you asked for. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, Cameron. He is on line one calling the Kevin and Bean Show with some advice for Christy. Hi, Cameron. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I am 19 years old and my girlfriend is 39.
Wow. Look at
We've
that.
We've been together for about a year and a half.
What do you envision in 20 years?
Single.
I don't look that far down the road. Maybe death.
Death.
All right. Yeah. Good. You're only going to be 39.
Well, he's going to be like 59.
No, right. He's 19. She's 39.
She'll be
20 years.
59. Yeah.
Oh, when you said you envisioned death, you mean of her. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What about, besides the boning, which probably works out great for the two of you because you're both in the right age to want the maximum amount of sex, what about the rest of the time when you're not in bed? Do you find that you have lots in common and things to talk about?
Yeah, we do pretty good. I'm a little more mature than I should be, and she's a little more immature than she probably should be. And so we balance out quite nicely.
So you meet right at about 27 years old.
We meet about 27.
But what happens when she wants to go see a grown-up movie like It's Complicated and you're still into, you know, the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel?
We settle for Avatar.
All right.
Okay. All right. So there's one vote for no problem. That's a 20-year age difference.
Yeah, but that's living for now. Clearly, he's not looking at the future.
Well, he said that, yeah.
Yeah.
And how about you, Christy? Is this a future-based fear that you have? Things are fine now, day-to-day, you don't have any complaints, you're just worried about down the road? Is that why you wrote us?
Well, yeah, so right now I'm having just a great time with him and everything. I want to be sure that if he moves here that, I don't know, that it's going to go somewhere or something, you know, that it's going to be worth it for him or something. I don't know.
Okay, now you confused me, but.
I think she's worried about the future.
Yeah, if he moves
there. Interesting how, I mean, I guess because they've been invested in each other for a while now, but she cares a lot more about what happens to him than I would have expected because clearly he's the one making the decision. I don't think that she should be putting all the pressure on herself that she's obligated to keep him entertained in Ecuador for the rest of his life if he moves there. He has to know that that's a possibility that it won't work out, right?
Well, yeah, but she's probably feeling a little guilty because she hasn't really said to him, you know, I have concerns about your age in the future. You've not said that, right, Christy?
Yes.
About, here's how to bring it up, you know, in a slight way. Just go, what about the fact that you're an old bastard? What do I do? All right, let's talk to Tanya, who has a story. Hi, Tanya. Hello, Tanya.
Yes.
There you are.
Hi, Tanya.
Come here. So, I am 23. I got married at 18.
18 years old?
That was 10 years older than me. Okay. Not 20 years, but 10 years.
Okay.
Still a significant difference.
Well, when you're 18, it's a huge difference.
It is.
Between 18 and 28.
Completely.
Right.
Because when I hit 19, 20, I mean, I was not thinking about marriage, anything like that.
Right.
I mean, we got the marriage annulled at 11 months.
Oh, you got the marriage annulled.
Yeah. 11 months. I had left him at 9, and 2 months later, we got it annulled. We went through marriage counseling, just, you know.
You were just too young.
Yeah, you were too young. But let me ask you this question. Were most of your problems as a result of the age difference or just other incompatibility between you two?
A little bit of both. I mean, at 18, I'm looking to go out and party, and he was absolutely totally against it.
Yeah, well, that's bad.
He wanted to have a family.
He wanted to settle down. He wanted a wife. He wanted a stay-at-home mother figure in the house.
And that wasn't going to be you because you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're just out of your teens, right?
All right.
All right, very good call. Thanks so much. Let's talk to Josh real quick. We only have a couple of minutes left with Christy on the line from Ecuador. Josh is on line 8. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show, and he's going to bring up a point I don't think anybody has yet. Hi, Josh. Go ahead.
Hello, Josh.
Yes,
hey,
Josh.
How's it going?
Good.
Hi,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's way too late to start a family. If you're going to want to have kids and you're going to want to have a family, this guy's going to be way too old to run around with little Johnny and play baseball with him.
That's a good point. Are you thinking about a family, Christy?
No, of course.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, Josh brings up a good point. 5 years from now, you guys get married and you start thinking, all right, now I'm 20, 28 and want to start thinking about having kids. He's 46. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, he doesn't have a problem with it,
Right, but his kid is going to be in their teenagers when he's 100.
And Kevin has done the math. He knows.
He's bad. So you want to start a family? Is that important to him, too?
Yes. I mean, we'll talk about it. And I kind of told him, hey, I don't know if, are you sure you want to be a father when you're 46, 47? Because I don't want a kid right now. And he's like, I don't mind.
It does happen every day, you guys. I mean, people get married very late now.
Right,
and do have babies in their 40s.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Christy.
I do.
You've heard a wide what's your advice?
He's from New Jersey.
<That's>
But not
one.
Everybody in the world from New Jersey is bad.
The situation is from New Jersey.
But so is Bruce Springsteen. I mean, there are examples of where
exception.
You can look at a guy.
Big exception. Come on. He's going to move from New Jersey to Ecuador.
She can let him move. She just has to be really clear with him that there are no guarantees, and it's on him. He can move, but, if it doesn't work, then there he is, and he just needs to really think about that.
Lisa speaks the truth, Christy. I think that's the advice we're giving you here today, okay?
Not me. Don't do it. Don't even return his calls. From New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right.
Christy, thanks a lot for listening to us down there in Ecuador, and thanks for emailing the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah, sure. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Send that along with
a lot of photos. Okay. Thanks, Christy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 7:56.
Yeah, a lot of Peter Cetera talk going on. Maybe Tenacious D can do the next time I fall, the Peter Cetera, Amy Grant duet when they come in a few minutes.
All right, let's stop that.
How about that?
Let's stop.
I don't even know how we got out of the Peter Cetera
topic.
I don't either. It was a mistake.
Let's never do that again.
I would rather have been with the listeners listening to Muse. Much
After
better.
After all that we've been
all
through.
Right. Take it easy.
I will make it up to you. I promise you.
All right.
Oh, we should have him on.
Let's not.
Let's see what's in Peter Cetera's fridge. Let's strut by his house.
Tenacious D will cleanse your palate from all this Peter Cetera talk.
I bet you the D rocks a little Peter Cetera.
I bet they
here
don't.
On the Kevin and Bean Show
in the
right
quiet
now.
Hours in the early morning Tied on the tour bus. Speed. Kate pulls out the acoustic and they're strumming a little Story of Love or whatever that Karate
Glory
Kid,
of love, right?
Glory of Love, that Karate Kid song was.
I suspect that the D is so open-minded musically that there's no such thing as an embarrassing song on their iPod. No matter what it is, they'll figure out a way to rock it and love it.
All right, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. All right, time for the showbiz beat now.
Speaking of horrible songs, here's the thing. I feel your pain, Minnesota Viking fans. I know what it's like to lose in the NFC Championship game and spend the rest of the offseason saying, what if?
Yeah.
And you guys have the worst what if. What if Brett Favre had tucked that ball under his arm and just ran for the next 8 yards instead
of... And by ran, you mean limp.
He had plenty of green
drag
in front of him.
Corpse.
That's all I know. When he threw
he
across
sure
his body to the center of the
no,
field,
right.
He got picked off.
You're right. That was wrong by every standard.
So I understand that you're still licking your wounds And I feel for you. However, the upside of the Vikings not going on to the Super Bowl is that we don't have to listen to the new fight song that Prince has written.
This can't be real.
Prince, by the way, you know, from Paisley Park. That yeah. Prince. Minnesota uh-huh. native.
Yeah.
Apparently was so inspired by the Vikings' trouncing of Dallas at the Metrodome that he had to sit down and pen a new fight song for his beloved Vikes. Now, he came up with purple and gold, which, of course,
sure.
are the team colors of the Vikings.
And he's all about purple.
And he loves the purple.
Yeah.
Just add some gold.
So he doesn't sing this. He wrote it, but he doesn't sing
it? He's not singing this, okay. but he did write this, and I'm assuming he put it together. He got the voices that you hear, the musicians you hear to lay down. I'm not kidding. This is not something we dummied up. This is actually a song that Prince created called Purple and Gold for the Minnesota Vikings.
Praise
say fight on, that's for sure.
That is a terrible song.
I just see six people carrying a coffin. That's all I can
yeah,
see. That's all I
can absolutely.
When I hear this song.
Who would have imagined that Peter Cetera could have written a better song than Prince about the Vikings?
We come in the name of the purple and gold.
Wow, that's bad. You're right. We would have had 2 weeks of that.
See? So we all dodged a bullet.
Wow, good point.
I got to say. It's official, Avatar is the biggest grossing motion picture in the history of motion pictures.
This is Avatar.
$1.8 billion worldwide makes it so. And earlier today, we were discussing the movie Titanic, which it just beat as the largest grossing film of all time. We were wondering whether it got to number one faster than Titanic did.
Right.
So I want to thank the listener who sent me a little research. This comes from Anthony Martinez, who says, Avatar made $1.8 billion in 6 weeks. Titanic hit the $1.8 billion mark in 41 weeks.
Wow.
Wow. So that would be a significant difference.
A little bit faster.
Yeah.
You know, we're all marveling that Avatar has been number one for 6 weeks at the box office, which never happens. I don't even remember the last time there was a movie that was number one for even 3 or 4 weeks. It's so rare these days. But Titanic was number one at the box office for 15 weeks at the time that it was out. Very different movie going back then.
And no sequel.
Well, to Avatar?
Or Titanic? To Titanic, oh, yeah. Not a lot left of that story, no, I guess. So.
Just that old broad. Just, you know, look at it. Charcoal drawings and touching herself inappropriately.
Mm. Yeah. Kind of creepy. Saying.
Could happen.
Yeah.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy Doo-Wah Diddy Combs is throwing a birthday party for his 16-year-old. I already talked about this last week. I was talking about the lineup for the entertainment at the 16-year-old P. Diddy son party.
Yeah.
This kid's 16 years old, keep in mind.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg, Lil' Kim, Jay-Z, and Beyonce all be performing at his birthday party.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather is going to be one of the guests. It's a pretty high-end affair.
Every birthday from here on out is going to suck.
Dude, 16, keep that
yeah.
in mind.
Yeah.
Here's what P. Diddy got for his son for his 16th birthday. A brand new Maybach. I don't know if you're familiar with the Maybach automobile. It runs you about $400,000, one of these cars.
Wow.
That's what the 16-year-old got. Because he's got his license now. He's got to drive a Maybach.
So he needs a $400,000
car? Needs a $400,000 car, yeah.
Wow.
Just give him a baggie full of heroin and a syringe, too, while you're at it. Because the kid is just, he's so screwed.
He's doomed.
He's so screwed. When you're 16 and Snoop's playing at your birthday party and you're driving around in your Maybach.
Yeah.
What do you do for cheap thrills?
Yeah.
If I had a six-pack of Mickey Widemouths in the park at 16, I was the king of the world.
That's true.
I had no place to go but up. Where's this kid going to go?
That is important. You need room to go up.
I know. That's
he's
what
going
I'm saying.
Down. He's going
you
down.
You can't do that to a kid at 16. No matter how much you love your kid and you want to spoil your kid, you can't set him up like that.
No.
Because now it's just failure. You just put Dr. Drew on speed dial. Just reserve him a room over there at the Pasadena Center because it's going to be time.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about my 16th birthday, but sometime in that year that I was 16, I got to start driving, borrowing my mom's Dodge Dart. That's about how far it went for me.
I used to drive the Bonneville. That's what I tool around.
When you turn 16,
Pontiac Bonneville.
You drive crappy cars. That's how it works.
That's the fun of being 16. This way, if you get a little dinger or something, you don't feel so bad.
Right. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You don't want to wreck the Maybach. That's for sure.
Wreck that. It's a $400,000 car. What's the repair bill on it? That's crazy.
Well, you just get another one. Just call Dad and
just leave it by the side of the road.
Tow some more Ciroc and pops you a new one.
Wow.
The Bonneville, by the way, was longer than our driveway. The ass end of the Bonneville would hang out of the driveway. That's how big the Bonneville was. Couldn't do much damage to the Bonneville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Cetera celebrate. No, I'm just kidding. I wish it was Peter Cetera's birthday.
I'm glad it's not.
Let's talk to Peter Cetera. Let's see what Pete's up to.
Let's not.
I want to know what Pete Cetera's up to.
Those of you that don't recognize the name, he was the lead singer of Chicago in the 1950s.
Chicago was a very popular band back in the 70s.
Right, there you go.
And then he had a marginally successful solo career. And how we got to be talking about him during the commercial break, I have no idea.
Well, you brought it up. I do know that it was on you.
I don't know how we got there. I really don't.
What happened?
Let's move on. Who cares?
Ralph started seeing only the beginning.
We got Tenacious D.
That's what it was.
And I said, don't you remember when Chicago
guys,
ramped in there?
Guys, we have Tenacious D in the next room.
I wonder if we can get Tenacious D to do 25 or 6 to 4.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
In the park.
Saturday in the Park. A little Chicago medley.
Feeling stronger every day. Oh, come on. Stronger.
Yeah.
I hate you all.
Yeah. I'm Gary Bryan. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show. Rain Gretzky celebrates his 49th birthday. Rain Gretzky.
Wow, who knew?
It's 49 years old today. Ellen DeGeneres turns 52. Eddie Van Halen's 55.
Yeah.
Andrew Ridgely from Wham celebrates his 47th birthday today. And Nadia Suleiman's octuplets are one.
Wow, and they haven't been taken away from her?
They have not yet been taken away. So she looks so good in that bikini.
Yeah.
That's why. Everyone's stunned when they see her with no surgery.
No plastic
Looking
surgery.
So good.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What she says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start.
Wonder Boy. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. The old time to go. This is a trip you I love you, baby, but all I can think about is kielbasa sausage. Your butt cheeks is warm.
Dude, that was TNT.
I'm gonna f*** you. Softly, I'm gonna s*** you gently. They formed a band, they named Tenacious D. And then they got to pick a destiny. Cause it's a band, a destiny child.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tenacious D!
Come on! Woo. They're only the world's greatest rock and roll band, ladies and gentlemen, and we are always honored to have them back in the studio of the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, boys.
What a package.
Yeah, look at that.
Who put that together?
It was our man Omar.
Omar did that. I'm really touched, you guys.
You guys have moved. You guys have some hits.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm really thankful that you let us put our sizzle reel on there. We worked really hard on it.
It does seem like the interview has already peaked with that production piece, and now we should just all say thanks for coming by. Goodbye.
That's it. Yeah.
God, we sound good.
What's new with the D? What have you guys been up to?
We're mounting a powerful comeback. We got a new album coming soon, and it's the comeback album. I'm not sure what it's called.
Well, you can call it a comeback.
Just go with the comeback album.
Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, dear God.
No, you
can't. It's more dramatic to call it a comeback, though.
Okay.
Okay.
And
But don't you have to go away before you can have a comeback?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good point.
Skip that. All right. That's okay.
We've been away. I mean, we haven't had... The last album was like, what was that, 5 years ago?
Seems like
a long time ago.
All right.
I don't think it's been quite that long.
That's a normal cycle. All I can think about is a 50-year-old dude you were getting with.
Yeah. Oh.
That's all Lisa. I can think of. I can't concentrate on any.
He must be dead by now.
What's that?
Right? He must be dead by now.
Yeah, she married him, by the way.
No, not that guy.
No, this was a different guy. She was only 20 at the time.
Yeah.
Why, Kyle? Are you looking at Lisa going,
no, why? I just go, yeah, well, yes.
Because you're 30 years
exactly.
older than she is now.
Yeah, I know. No. That's the thing.
I think you are.
For us all.
All right, so the new CD comes out soon.
Yeah, there was a lot of S's
what you
on
said.
That.
What does that mean?
That means we're like a third of the way through. We got really powerful songs, but not enough for a full album.
All right.
And is it going to rock our face off?
That is the goal. The goal is also to inspire. for all those who are mounting comebacks of their own out in the world.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
All right, now watch, people. Watch this happen. Keep going.
What do you mean?
You made the transition. Keep going.
I did?
The people making the comebacks. I thought you were bringing up the charity event.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
What's wrong with you?
I was just talking about myself.
I thought you were brilliant.
Yeah, no.
All the people making the comeback. Speaking of which.
Yeah, so yeah, we're doing a show a week from today. Tenacious D and Friends Stand with Haiti. And we're going to go down to, what's that place called?
The Wiltern Theater.
And we've assembled a powerful night of rock and comedy. We got Frank Black of the Pixies.
Sure.
Nice.
We got James Mercer of the Shins.
Nice.
We got Bob Odenkirk of Mr. Show.
Sure.
We got Patton Oswalt, powerfully funny man.
Yeah.
And we've got Tenacious D.
Wow. That's a hell of a night.
That's a great
yeah.
show.
Yeah. We're wrapping it up in a powerful musical burrito with a spicy comedy sauce on top. And it's all going to this charity that we found that we've decided is the greatest Haiti charity. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, how do you choose?
Yeah, which one
is
those?
The one that absolutely guarantees all money goes to Haiti.
Yeah. Okay.
And they've got, you know, they're kind of like a boutique charity where they're not a huge, like, Red Cross.
Right.
But
so people come to them and they say, I need some food. And they go, nope, not our deal.
How about some medicine? Can't help you.
If you want crayons, we've got a lot.
You know what? I forgot what they're called.
Partners in Health.
Partners in Health. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wrote it in my iPhone app.
All of us have the information.
PIH.org if you want to check them out. Make sure they're legit. But really, you just want to come and check out our kick-ass show. That's the main thing.
You're going to be playing some new stuff?
You can hate Haiti and still go and have a great time, is what you're saying.
That's
You can accidentally do good.
Don't hate Haiti.
Don't hate Haiti.
No, you should. You certainly should. PartnersInHealth.org, PIH.org, has been working on the ground in Haiti for over 20 years. So they are, it sounds like, uniquely positioned to know what to do in a situation like this because they know the landscape and know the people.
Okay. Yeah.
Tickets go on sale, by the way, 1 hour and 44 minutes from right now if you want to get tickets to see this evening of music and comedy with Tenacious D. It's going to be at the Wiltern 1 week from tonight. And, of course, you'll be incorporating Groundhog Day somewhere into the performance that night because you can't avoid a holiday like that if you're playing, right?
It's true. You know, I've never really paid attention to Groundhog Day. But
you know
this
why?
Time we're going to
dumb.
Yeah.
That's why.
Maybe we should dress up as groundhogs. It's not that much of a stretch.
I thought you already had.
Nice.
All right.
So now does your life begin with one at Honda Get Slam?
We are going to take a very quick break and come back with more with the guys. Tenacious D is here. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back.
All right, we all know how that one ends. Okay, it's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. The D is in the house here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, our friends Jack Black and Kyle Gass in the studio as Tenacious D. By the way, I love this so much. You guys have been Tenacious D for a lot of years. And, of course, it's a basketball term for tenacious defense. And it's something that you were probably making fun of at the time when you got the – but people still use it. If you do a Google search of Tenacious D, the first 20 articles that come up are all about sports. Tigers, Tenacious D will test
what?
Tech. It's unbelievable that they haven't retired it as a result of you guys basically making fun of it for the last 10 years.
We have failed then.
But wait, the band doesn't come up in the first 20?
No, we're up in the first 20.
First 20.
Are you Googling it right now?
I just did. Tenacious D, defense has Jets, Vikings on cusp is number one. Tigers, Tenacious D will test tech number two.
Right.
For your consideration, get psyched for Raw. Oh, Kyle, is that you doing something with wrestling? Is that what that's about?
Yes, that's a sideline.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you're seeping
depressing.
In.
It's depressing.
Revenge
when you Google
as
your band's
Bucks
name.
Past Wisconsin.
You want your band to come up first on the Google search.
I would
really
think so.
And that's why we're mounting a comeback. Because we want to be above, Poughkeepsie's baseball team. Here's the thing. There's like some handlebars you can buy for a mountain bike that are Tenacious D bars.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I Googled the D and the handlebars came up above the band.
That is a bummer. That's not what you want.
But not
You're
for
this
long.
Close to opening for a puppet show. You know that, right?
Not after we play this next song.
Whoa.
Tenacious D, by the way, is going to be on stage at the Wiltern with lots of cool people and friends. Frank Black from the Pixies, James Mercer from Shins, Bob Odenkirk, of course. Patton Oswalt will be there. The Wiltern, 1 week from tonight. Tickets go on sale next hour at LiveNation.com. It's a benefit for Haiti. You can stand with Haiti. Proceeds to PIH. That's partnersinhealth.org. You guys are going to be you can bring in the full show there? Smoke machines in leather, or is it just going to be an acoustic deal?
It's going to be an acoustic deal, but that is, you know, the original D credo. And I think that it's actually our most powerful performance when we just go a la carte.
You rock harder without.
We're also trying to get Prince to come and play that new song because I love it.
I can't believe you guys
are dissing on that song.
Are you kidding? It's the worst song ever. You're joking.
The Minnesota Vikings fight song we debuted about a half an hour ago that Prince apparently wrote because he's a huge Vikings fan. You see him at all the big games. He's up there in the owner's box or something.
But, I think it's a powerful jam that just had some bad production on it. It needed more electric guitars or something.
It needed a completely different tune as well in words.
It needed Dave Grohl on drums.
Right, that would have helped.
And then he'd be back in business.
That would have helped a lot.
He needed the revolution.
He needs a comeback album now after that one song.
Yeah.
He killed his whole career just for the Vikings.
See? It's a creeper. It's starting to work the more you hear it.
It does sound awfully Hitler Youthy to me. Doesn't it? A little bit, like you can see that kind of in the square?
Yeah, it does make you want to march.
All right. What can you guys do for us that's radio friendly?
What do you mean radio friendly? No F-bombs?
Well, Jack's good at hiding the F-bombs.
I'll hide them. Don't you have a delay and a button
push? But it makes, messes it up. Doesn't sound good.
All right. Well, it messes it up to put in fudge instead of
I hear you.
Powerful.
Okay,
here we go. This one's called Rise of the Phoenix.
Okay.
When the pick of destiny was released, it was a bomb. And all the critics said that the D was done. The sun had set and the chapter had closed. But one thing no one thought about was the D would rise again, just like the phoenix. Will hug and rise again. That's right, the phoenix will rise again, cause the fiery heart of a champion cannot be quenched by a failure or an embarrassment, no way, no. And the critics all agreed it was a sticky pile of cheese, but that does not mean that our hearts are not strong, just like the phoenix. If Tenacious D has died, what will we do? And what will we do about all the fans who have the D tattoo? They'll have them removed. They'll have to laser off their D tattoos. They'll have to laser off the D tattoo. Hold up, Cage. What's that on the horizon?
It's a big old fireball of hope. We can still make it to the top cage. All we need is our friendship and our stick-to-itiveness and one hit. Just one more hit. One hit! One hit! One hit! Yeah! I don't care, as long as we get there, we'll start a new, and you can get a new Tenacious D. Tattoo. You can get a new Tenacious D. Tattoo.
Just a bit.
My face is melted. Yeah. What am I going to do now? I can't talk. I can't eat.
I warned
Crazy.
You.
You did warn him.
That's true.
All right. Tenacious D in the studio with the Kevin DeBead Show on stage at the Wiltern 1 week from tonight. Can you guys stick around for one more? You got to go.
Yeah, no. We can stick around. Yeah,
fantastic. All right. We'll be right back with Tenacious D on the Kevin DeBead Show. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 20 minutes till 9 o'clock and 20 minutes until tickets go. Oh, an hour and 20 minutes till tickets go on sale. Is that correct?
Man.
Why aren't they on sale now?
Well,
why aren't they on sale
now? We should have put them on sale right now.
I don't think the people at Live Nation want to get there that early, right. So they do it at 10.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tenacious D is in our studio. Kyle writes in, guys, that was amazing. I had to stick my face in the freezer before my face melted off, too. So that shows the power of the D right there. Where the event that we're talking about that tickets are going on sale for is at the Wiltern. It is 1 week from tonight. Why'd you guys decide, by the way, to go the extra effort? As big-time celebrities and sex symbols, why did you decide, hey, I'm going to give up a night of my life and invite my famous friends out to raise money for Haiti?
It's become kind of a tradition. A lot of bands don't want to jump in and make themselves the center of a Save the World campaign.
Right.
But for some reason, we have the...
we don't have a problem with that?
No.
Yeah,
we like to save the world, like superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Good.
So whenever there's danger or whenever there's a cry for help, the D will be there.
Good to know.
The thing is, though, we decided to do this before George Clooney swept in and totally saved the world.
Right.
So he's stolen some of our thunder, but it's good because, you know, every bit helps.
Sure.
But he did take away a lot of attention.
Figured it out mathematically.
Yeah.
We would have to do 1,000 of these shows to even come close to what George Clooney did with his one telethon.
Which is great.
Which you're happy about, of course.
We're happy. Of course I'm happy.
You can't compete in charity, Jack.
It's just that, you know.
There's no competition in charity.
I know, but if you go with my superhero metaphor, George Clooney is like Superman, and we're like, you know,
Groundhog. One of the villains?
Insert joke here.
We're Groundhog Mans. All right. Saving the day.
Okay.
You're going to be driving home, and something really funny is going to come to you, though, Jack. That's the one thing. Let me ask you guys this, and I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching some of the video coverage of the world champion Los Angeles Lakers at the White House, and I was thinking it had to be so weird for them, even though they know that every NBA team that wins gets to go to the White House. They still had to be standing there going, well, I'm Ron Artest. What am I doing at the White House? You know, it just must be weird. Has there ever been a situation with the D where you've had where you've played a venue or hung out with people that you couldn't believe as the D that that's the universe that you were in?
One time we did a benefit for John Edwards, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Long before the scandal.
And, how'd that go?
It did seem a little odd.
It didn't work. He didn't get into office.
But that's not because of you guys.
No. But
how did something like that happen, though? Was he a fan of yours?
We were just throwing our weight behind someone we thought was going to be a good candidate. Mm-hmm. And, it felt a little strange whenever the D gets political.
Sure.
Because
you don't usually do that.
Nah. But I don't know. What do you think, Cage? Are there any times when you feel like, what are we doing?
I remember when we did the Bridge School benefit.
Right.
And then Neil Young has his barbecue before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like poking a fire with like James Taylor and Tom York and Neil Young. And I was really,
Who doesn't think?
Yeah. There was one person there. Really shouldn't have been there. I don't know. So, Tom, tell me about the new album. How's it going?
So are you the kind of guys who will go up to Neil Young? Because I'm guaranteeing, I don't know this, but I assume you guys worship Neil Young as all right-thinking Americans do. Are you the kind of guys who will go up and talk to Neil Young, or do you keep your distance because, you know, you don't have the guts?
Well, when you're at a barbecue, you kind of have
easy,
to.
It's easy, right?
That gives you the guts.
Yeah. No, I can talk to the legend, my heroes. I just try to keep it simple and basic. I try not to go too deep. You know, like, those ribs are so good, Neil. Where'd you get that sauce?
I really like that old car you're working on there.
That'll keep me grounded. It'll keep me from getting too nervous if I just keep it basic.
What? Okay. Didn't you have a...
Caveman
style. Didn't you have a rainbow connection with Barack?
Barack Obama? No, we didn't really talk very much. I went and did... I was at the pre-inaugural
thingy. Oh, I remember you. Yeah.
And he said he liked School of Rock.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
You were out there on the inauguration, that inauguration week where it was like 15 degrees in D.C. You were part of that? I was there in the pre.
Dude.
Yeah. I was bundled up warm. It's not so bad if you got all the layers.
Did you rock faces or did you just hang out and watch?
No, I just talked. I just talked faces. It was not my usual thing.
What happens
thing.
To faces when you talk? Because I don't know.
I can still melt faces just talking.
Okay.
With my intensity.
I didn't know that.
The Stand With Haiti benefit, if you're just joining us, hearing Tenacious D on the Kevin DeBean Show, is going to be a week from tonight. Tickets go on sale today at 10. PIH.org, partnersinhealth.org, is the earmarked charity here who have been on the ground in Haiti for more than 20 years. Frank Black will be there, James Mercer from The Shins, Bob Odenkirk, Patton Oswalt, who you know we love here on this program. It's going to be at the Wiltern a week from tonight. You guys have time? You have the strength? For one more number before we close it out?
Well, we got a lot of important stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess we can we'll try.
Can we squeeze one out?
You got a bunch of stuff to do?
We'll stay.
All right.
One more segment.
Tickets go on sale at livenation.com, by the way. A lot of people automatically think the other one. All right. Kyle is standing up. He's getting the guitar. He's in no rush. He's in zero rush. He's not rushing.
Should we do one about our roadie? We have a roadie that has been our roadie for the... For 20 years, actually, and this is a song dedicated to all roadies, but mainly our roadie, Johnny Spike. It's called The Roadie. A little song like this. Well, it's 3 p.m., time to lug the gear. Got to get it on the stage. My muscles flex, my sweat will save the day. Well, the roadie knows what the roadie knows, and the roadie knows that he wears black clothes and he guides off in the shadows off the stage. Well, you rock the mic. Oh, stop.
Stop.
Why? I totally
what happened?
I forgot.
What?
I forgot all the lyrics.
That was going well.
I wasn't planning on doing another song.
Oh.
I didn't practice it.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It sounded good, what you did.
It did.
I love
you
guys.
Right until that part where you said stop.
Well, I check the mic. I really check it, check it. 1, 2, 3, mom. Forget it. Never mind.
How long ago did you write that song?
Like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
Well, that was a tease. That was just the tip.
All right. We're gonna,
you'll hear the whole thing.
We'll love it.
Fully practiced.
See, there you go.
At the concert.
That's great news. If you want to hear how that exciting story ends, you'll want to be at the Wiltern 1 week from tonight. Stand With Haiti with the great Tenacious D. Please go to Live Nation to buy the tickets. Benefits to Partners in Health. Check out their website, PIH.org. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Great
thanks
to see you
guys. Thanks, you guys.
Loud.
Ow.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 8:56.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. What's wrong with Beaver Magazine? I've got no problem with that name, but apparently some do. So we'll find out why they are changing it. Coming up in a few minutes here on The Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph joins us now for the Showbiz Beat. How about the D, man? Were you rocking out in the other room?
Oh, love the D.
Are they the best?
They are.
They really are.
They're not the best. They're right up there. Yeah, tell you that much.
You say they're not the best?
I'm just saying. It could be a battle between them and the Who.
Nah.
You know?
There's no battle there.
Maximum, I'd be so happy if, R&B. That's all I'm saying.
D crushes.
If the D were playing the Super Bowl halftime show next month instead of the Who, I'd be so happy.
Well,
it's
not the Who playing the Super Bowl. It's not the Who. That's not what I'm talking about.
It's half the Who.
That's half the Who?
That's who's left. Are they? It's not the Who. Talk about the actual Who.
Hmm.
I mean, those two. But Who in their prime and D in their prime, that would be battle Maximus.
That'd be a fight.
Right there.
China?
Yeah.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got a pair of passes to give away to the premiere of The Ultimate Wave Tahiti. This is a new feature film made in glorious IMAX and 3D featuring legendary surfer Kelly Slater. It's happening at the California Science Center IMAX Theater on Monday, February the 8th in downtown Los Angeles. You get to see nine-time world surf champion Kelly Slater.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Take on the world's most powerful waves at Shupu.
Oh, Tahiti. Shupu's good.
Yeah. Ultimate Wave Tahiti. So if you'd like to check it out, I've got a pair of passes right now to caller number 7. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Caller number 7 wins a pair of passes to Ultimate Wave Tahiti or Ultimate Wave Haiti, as our producer called it earlier this morning.
Very different.
And I had to correct her. That is not a wave you want to surf right now.
Very different.
It would be very full of rubble.
Yes.
That wave.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Barney either.
No. You're not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Hello, is this thing on?
It is.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Congratulations to James Cameron. His movie Avatar is now the champ. Number one highest grossing film in the history of motion pictures.
This is Avatar.
Made a hair over $1.8 billion with a B dollars.
I mean, if they start smelling money in the water, they're going to start coming out of the woodwork.
They are. It happened in 6 weeks. The previous champ, also a James Cameron film by the name of Titanic, also made over $1.8 billion, but took it 41 weeks to get there. So.
I got to tell you, I know there was a lot of anticipation for Avatar. We had been hearing about it for a long time. But if somebody had come to me and asked me to put money down on whether Avatar, before it came out, was going to beat Titanic at the box office, I would have said, no way. That's crazy money.
You would have been wrong.
All the stars lined up for Titanic at the time. And apparently,
look, just the stars lining up to go see a movie isn't going to give it $1.8 billion. Regular people have to line up, too.
I don't think that's
They have to line up outside the theater and buy their tickets.
I mean, there were a lot of reasons.
Most stars don't even pay for their tickets. They go in for free. They get free screenings.
What I'm saying is that
your logic is faulty.
Oh, never mind.
That was sweet. I mean to say, oh, never mind. That doesn't happen very often.
You're able to get him to throw his hands up.
I know.
I like it. I
kept him from going into his Millicent chunk. Dennis Hopper. What's going on with Dennis Hopper these days?
Yeah.
Classic, legendary actor.
Still alive.
He is still alive. We've heard all kinds of accounts from him being minutes from the grave to then this odd fact that he divorced his wife last week.
Yeah.
This odd deathbed divorce he got from his wife, Victoria. Everyone was alleging he was completely out of it. He was doing it to perhaps take money away from her and give it to other members of his family. Weren't really sure the reasons behind it. Yet, this week, he was spotted going into a marijuana dispensary in Venice, California. On his own 2 feet.
Hmm.
Renewing his prescription for marijuana, which I'm sure is for any sort of pain he may be suffering.
Medicinal use.
He's going through bone cancer as we speak. And apparently he was managed to get in and out of the joint on his own 2 feet. No pun intended. And so they're saying maybe he isn't as gravely ill as was earlier reported.
Well, that's good.
So I hope that's the case. Unless he's in severe pain, then I wish him whatever it takes to give him relief. Bar Raffaelli.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Supermodel girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio has given him an ultimatum, according to In Touch magazine.
My crotch really, really loves it.
She has told him that she won't move into his home until he puts a ring on her finger.
Why can't these whores just keep their big mouths shut?
She's decided she apparently lived with Leo once before and didn't work out. They've had an on-again, off-again relationship. And this time she's wants to make sure he's serious about things before they live together again. You can go right to hell. Just as an aside. And the top 10 TV personalities in America, according to the Harris Poll, has been released today. Here's your list. Number one, Oprah. The number one 8 times in the last 17 years that they've taken this poll. Number two is a surprising Glenn Beck.
Wow. That's a first for him, right?
I think that depends. This shows you who they talk to, doesn't it? Sort
maybe,
of.
Yeah.
They dad, apparently, is who they talk to.
They said it is a cross-section of Americans. Listen, my friends.
Yes, Rush?
We may live on the West Coast of these United States, and we may be in contact with people who live on the east coast of these United States, but there's a great many states in between.
Yes, there are.
And they may not be sharing the same viewing habits that we do.
Those are the only decent states, the good, right-thinking, God-fearing Americans, Ralph.
So I believe that these statistics are quite illuminating.
Glenn Beck, number two.
Glenn Beck, number two.
I'm telling you, you walk into my dad's house, and it's a world of CBS and Fox News. That's the universe in which he lives, and there are, as Ralph says, millions and millions and millions of people that maybe aren't represented on the other channels that do live out there and believe very strongly in that.
Which my theory is also supported by number three on this list, Jay Leno.
Yeah.
People like that.
Was this before the whole nightmarish
thing? Does not say
thing?
When had to be. When the poll was taken.
Had to be.
Ellen DeGeneres and Hugh Laurie tie for fourth and fifth. Did you see House, by the way, last night, by any chance?
I did.
What an amazing show that continues to be. God damn it, that's good. That is good TV right there.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's good.
All right.
Jon Stewart was sixth. Charlie Sheen was seventh. Mark Harmon was eighth.
That's not possible.
I say no.
Everyone on television.
That isn't possible.
By the way.
Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
No.
David Letterman was ninth. Bill O'Reilly rounding out your top ten. You've got to chap Bill O'Reilly's ass that Glenn Beck is second, doesn't
he? Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. For all the time he's put in stirring people up into a needless frenzy. And these goddamn teabaggers now push Glenn Beck to the top of the list? No, sir. I will not have it. Do it live.
I enjoy Bill's show. I see it from time to time. I can't watch Glenn Beck. He's an idiot.
He is a clown.
He is. He's a clown. Bill O'Reilly, I agree with a lot of what he says. He's a smart guy. He's, you know, he's obviously got an opinion, but he's also got something to back up his opinion. Glenn Beck just says crazy stuff.
Listen.
If you watch Glenn Beck on mute, though, it's awesome. It really is.
Really?
Like, if you happen to be doing something, well,
why would you do that? You don't have anything else to do with your time?
All your television choices, you're going to put Glenn Beck on and then turn the sound off.
I happen to have the radio on. I was playing video games. I had a radio on listening to my stereo. And then when I turned the video games off and the TV back on, Glenn Beck was on. I was listening to music and watching Glenn Beck, just his facial countenance and stuff. It's amazing. He's great.
You know, no, if you're going to have the sound down, you put on E's 20th Sexy Celebrities of All Time. That's what you put on with the sound down.
I think there is some residual flashback drug thing going on in Mike's brain sometimes.
That could be.
It's possible.
That could be very much
he's
so.
He's getting the flashback. When he laughs like that, I'm thinking maybe. The acid's kicking in.
Way too much acid.
Because, you know, it stores. It stays in your head, you know. Yeah. They don't get rid of all of it. Today's celebrity birthday is Eddie Van Halen's 55 years old today. Ellen DeGeneres is 52. Singer-songwriter Lucinda Williams celebrates her 57th birthday. Hasn't she been dying from cancer or something, too, for years?
I don't believe so. I don't think I heard she was sick.
No. Well,
she's a great artist, though.
Sorry, Lucinda.
You would know.
I don't mean to wish any ill on you. NHL legend Wayne Gretzky celebrates his 49th birthday. And WHAM legend Andrew Ridgely is 47 years old today. He's from Wham! Wham! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show.
These gentlemen are here to talk about Beaver.
This song's about Beaver, but not the kind that hides in woods, although there's a link.
Yes. There is a magazine in Canada that has for hundreds of years been called the Beaver.
Nice Beaver.
And why is that?
Because it was called The Beaver, A Journal of Progress, and it was about beavers and fur.
Real beavers.
Yes.
The fur trade.
Whatever, yes, in Canada.
Huh.
But apparently they found out that younger people don't think of that when they hear the beaver.
Wait, you're suggesting that another definition for the word beaver
Correct.
Has eclipsed the little furry animal that lives in the woods, and now
yes.
That's not the first thing they think of?
Right. And not only that, but beaver is one of the keywords that schools, you know, they set up internet controls. That's
right.
One of the words that won't allow, you know, won't allow it to show.
It?
They block it.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Oh, you have a boy who plays with beaver, huh?
So school kids can't see their sight either.
Because
like
they're fascinated with the fur industry.
Yeah,
of course,
right.
They want to go there, right? So you're telling me after decades,
yes.
They're going to change their name. All right.
Yeah.
I need to find out more about this and how they made that decision. Let's get producer Alex has lined up for us the Beaver magazine editor, Mr. Kerry Howley, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Mr. Howley. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Well, it's going fine. I can't help but ask what all that noise is behind you.
Oh, those are my pet beavers.
Beavers make that noise?
Yeah, that's the mating call of the beaver right there.
It's a horrible noise.
Yeah, that's why they don't get much.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not a lot of beaver humping going on. That's why they're almost an extinct species,
oh,
eh?
Oh, that's sad, eh?
Oh. All right, so hopefully you heard what we were saying before we brought you on, sir. Were we accurate in the description of your magazine and the trouble you've been facing in recent years?
Oh, yeah, the magazine's been adversely affected, eh, by the usage of beaver as a euphemism for the, you know, for a woman's panty hamster.
Right. and it was originally about Canada's fur trade many, many decades ago?
Oh, sure, because, you know, Canada was, you know, for a long time there, was, you know, primarily an exporting country where we had, you know, the maple syrup, of course,
yeah,
is a popular export, and
sure,
the fur trade. We would trap the beaver.
Right.
And then you'd skin the beaver.
Right.
Then you'd
you'd
have a bald beaver,
right,
first of all.
Right.
And then you could make like a coat or a hat or any number of fur garments with it. And so that was a large basis for Canada's economy for a long time there. And then now, you know, it's sort of become traditional. The magazine is about, you know, Canadian way of life, but it's also, you know, it's no longer just about the beaver trade, just about, you know, Canada in general, eh?
Mm. Okay. I never thought I'd ask this question, Mr. Halley, but can you eat a beaver?
Oh, yeah. Beavers make great eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're often called the breakfast of champions.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're eating good beaver, though, because you get a hold of some bad beaver.
Oh, yeah.
And
uh-huh,
that'll make you sick as a dog. I'm not telling you, I've been there. You don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, you probably never forget that either.
You'll remember that forever.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, all right, so as Kevin explained, so kids a lot of times can't even look up the beaver on the internet anymore because it's a blocked word, right?
And we'd like kids to read the beaver. You know, it's a great magazine. It's very patriotic for Canadians to, mm-hmm, to read about their history. So we're concerned, and the magazine's going to, you know, disappear, and we don't want that. So we're going to have to change it.
Okay.
So
okay.
I was down at the commissary here at the publishing house. By the way, if you're in town and you're eating there, stay away from the fur burger.
Stay away from that.
Yeah, you don't want to have that.
Okay, it does sound bad.
So I was down there. All they sell down there is fur burgers and hot pockets.
Right.
The only thing they have in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So I was talking to one of the guys over at the court building here, known as the Weenie House.
Right.
And he was saying, "What are you going to change the name to? You know, since Beaver can't be looked up by the school kids and what have you." So I decided, you know, we're taking some ideas, and we're thinking going with meat curtains.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I think you're going to run into a lot of the same problems with the internet filters there.
No, I looked it up. You can find meat and curtains.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Kids can look that stuff up all they like.
But if you put it together, it might go into the spam or junk email files as well, which is one of the problems.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's much better. What else you got?
Sausage garage.
I mean, that's fine, but again, I think you're going to be inviting some of the same trouble you've had with the name The Beaver, sir.
Yeah, maybe. Jaws of Life. Love Mitten.
Please go with Love Mitten.
Bikini Biscuit. Any of those ring your bell?
I mean, sure, I'll go on that website, you bet.
I think all of the
above. Kevin, if I understand correctly, what you're telling me is, this is it.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it. I mean, this is really it.
All
this
right.
is the final.
What do you say?
This is
all right.
the final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it, right.
So
okay.
The DVD is finally out today.
All right.
Okay. Who was it? Lisa, did you tell us?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was at Westside Pavilion. It went on sale last night at midnight, and people wanted to be first in line. They lined up at 4 in the afternoon to be first to buy the DVD.
Now, I've heard of that for the movie premiere.
Yes.
This but is I've for the never DVD. Heard of that for the DVD.
It's bizarre.
Okay,
because they
I don't
can go
get
out and get it today.
Yeah,
they could have pre-ordered it on Amazon.com and had it delivered to their home this morning, and they would have it without having to be out at midnight waiting for it to go on sale. So there are still crazy Michael Jackson fans out there, and I guess there always will be. If possible, he's larger in death than he was in life, and he joins us on the Hotline to Heaven right now on the Kevin Mitchell. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Michael Jackson. Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
Jam out!
You sound good, Mike.
What's going on? Right,
now you don't sound good.
No, I'm just very excited about the release of my new DVD.
Okay, all right.
I wouldn't imagine in heaven that you would care that much about something like a DVD being released on Earth. I mean, what's the diff?
Well, the diff, is... What a douchebag.
Really?
You don't have to tell us. At least I'm alive.
That's the diff.
I'd rather be dead than be you.
Me too.
That's how I feel. I'm happy to be dead rather than run the risk of being you.
Okay. All right. Why do you care about whether a DVD is released on Earth or not?
Because I want my legacy to live on. I want my fans to be able to enjoy my music and my last work as a performer, I want that to live on and on. So I hope that the DVD will be a success and many people will pick it up.
All right, now I'm a little confused because it's selling all over the place, but yes. Walmart has an exclusive, like, two-disc extras thing. Target is giving away, like, 3D glasses, and they have their own exclusives. It seems like there's a lot of extra material.
There is a 3D portion of the DVD that all of them have. And then we did make a special deal with Walmart where it's two discs, and one disc is just bonus features.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the bonus features is a retrospective of the last 10 years of my work. So much has been made of my music from the 80s, of course.
When it was good.
But the last 10 years of my musical career.
When it was bad.
Is featured in a feature on the DVD. It's a special film called This Is Sh*t.
I'm surprised to hear you endorse that and admit that, frankly.
Also, on the bonus package, the first 100,000 DVDs sold at Walmart.
Are you making this up as you go?
No.
All right.
First 100,000 DVDs at Walmart will include one of my noses.
Really?
Yes. I went through about $100,000 of them.
That's a lot of noses.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of surgery.
All right.
And also in the bonus disc is some surveillance footage from the boys' locker room at Alexander Hamilton Elementary School.
No.
Okay,
no,
now what is that about, Michael? Come on.
I had him.
In your personal collection?
I used to play in a loop at Neverland. So it's a little glimpse behind the scenes and behind my pants.
Oh, nobody.
Quite frankly.
So the fans, in other words, the fans can get an idea.
Shut up, Lisa. You write some goddamn comedy. I hate you.
Michael, come on. It's a big day for you and all.
Congratulations on the DVD. We'll talk to you soon, Mikey.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:43.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
A little smooth.
Sorry, caught me mid-coffee. I thought we were going to get some
chit-chat?
Some Millicent chit-chat or something before you got to me. So I thought I was safe to take some coffee, but I guess not.
What's the diff?
What's the diff indeed?
Hey, you know this Kesha? You know Kesha with the dollar sign?
Yes.
The TikTok?
I'm just going to call her Kesha with the dollar sign because if you're going to all the work... To be a giant look at me a-hole and put a dollar sign in your name, at least you have people say Kesha with a dollar sign,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
She, of course, now is the biggest star in the world with that TikTok song.
Mm-hmm.
But before she was a struggling artist, she did a very interesting thing to try to get noticed. She, according to this British interview that she did, she paid one of Prince's gardeners. This is in Minnesota. She went to Prince's house.
Okay.
Paid one of his gardeners to let her into his house. Then she left a demo CD wrapped in a purple ribbon for him to listen to, hoping that he would discover and then mentor her. Because, you know, he's famous for taking
hot
young
chicks.
Ladies under his
right.
wing
Most
and sort of
hot.
Developing them. Yes, yeah. Like Carmen Electra and Apollonia.
Mm-hmm.
Vanity.
So did she leave without seeing him, or...?
He wasn't there.
Yeah, okay.
So the gardener lets her in. She drops off this little CD with a purple bow around it and takes off, waits for the phone to ring. He never called.
What a surprise.
You know why? Not that hot. That's what I'm saying. So she said she had to make it on her own, and now she's giving us TikTok. Thank God. Thank God we have that sort of art.
That's true.
To enjoy.
Prince missed out.
Thank God Prince is cranking up tunes like Purple and Gold, so it all works out.
I would think that that would be creepy for some artists.
Of course.
Someone talk their way into your home to leave a package.
Of course, that would be horrible.
Unless you're a Jehovah's Witness, then you can knock on Prince's door all you want and come on inside.
In case you don't know what purple and gold is, we played it earlier today. Prince was so moved by the Vikings beating Dallas in the playoffs that he penned a new fight song for his beloved Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Named after their colors, the purple and gold.
He's not singing on it, which is smart.
No, but he has written this song.
Raise every voice and let it be known in the name of the purple and gold.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We come in the name of the purple and gold.
Yeah.
All of the eyes are in our favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Competition's
that's plenty.
That's not
enough.
That's enough. That isn't good.
Good.
That
is good.
Not good.
It's good.
So Kesha is writing better songs now than Prince.
Just barely, though. That sounds like the alma mater song for a special needs high school. That's what that song sounds like.
Yay, bye-bye, gold!
Benji Madden of Good Charlotte has announced that the band is working on a new album.
Oh, thank God.
But here's the catch.
What?
They just recently scrapped everything they had recorded for it.
Also good.
Benji said all of the tracks didn't sound right, so they've thrown them all away and are returning to the studio to start all over again on their brand new album. The only problem, Benji says, is when they go in the studio again, they will still be Good Charlotte.
Yes! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh!
Take it easy.
Gosh!
Not that exciting.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, just still
good. Oh my gosh!
Just take good it Charlotte.
Easy. Oh my gosh!
Oh, they are.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
All right.
Oh my gosh!
Stop.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Sounds like a fan.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
The album will be called Cardiology. They've got a title, but they don't have an album yet.
Cardiology?
Yeah. There you go. Russell Brand and Katy Perry have been engaged less than a month, but Katy's already got him by the shorties.
Uh-oh.
Apparently onlookers saw her recently dragging him to furniture stores all over Vegas to furnish their new home, and he looked bored, they say. Why? What could be more fun than having your wife-to-be dragging you into furniture stores pointing out ottomans?
You
good
know,
times.
What do you think of this one? What do you think of this one? What do you think of this one?
I don't care! How many times do I have to tell you I don't care?
Why don't you care?
Just buy what you want!
But I want you to like it.
I love it! If you love it, I love it!
She has such big boobs.
She does, there is that.
Not that I've ever had that conversation in my own personal life.
Oh, of course not.
Speaking of which, we got an email here from Paulo in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
What?
Really?
One of our international listeners who says, hey, you guys think Katy Perry is hot, but she is deformed.
What?
Her right
what?
Eye is much bigger than her left eye, since I noticed that she is not hot anymore. And he sent some pictures.
Is
listen,
it true?
Listen, you Fruit Loop. If you're looking into her eyes, you are missing the appeal of Katy Perry.
That's true.
That's just not true. Yeah, one eye is a little bigger than the other. But, you know, most people, one eye is a little bigger than the other.
Is that
yeah.
true?
Yeah, most people have one eye that's larger than another.
It's not really noticeable.
And most people have one eye that's higher than another, too. Nobody's really perfectly symmetrical on both sides of their face.
Right. But you're right. He's looking at the wrong place. But,
you know, it works for her. Whatever she's got going on works for her.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time staring at Katy Perry and have never, ever even noticed that. So it must not be that much of a disparity between the two.
Yeah. Speaking of email, I'm getting a lot of emails as well. I talked earlier this week about going to see Pee Wee Herman this weekend.
Yes.
And people were asking, they missed apparently where it's happening. It's at Club Nokia is where it's happening, which is down in L.A. Live. Which you haven't been to is the new complex across from the Staples Center downtown in Los Angeles, which is kind of like the hubbub of entertainment and restaurants and stuff and everything. So if you're looking for the Pee Wee Herman show, that's where it is. So stop emailing me. Peewee.com, one word, peewee.com you can go to for more information.
And there you are, but what am I?
Today's Tuesday, that means new CDs and DVDs are in stores. I heard you guys talking to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
Apparently in stores. As is Surrogates, that Bruce Willis movie where he's hunting robots?
Nope.
Come on, he's hunting robots.
No.
You guys don't even know.
That's where he's wearing the bad wig?
Well, that's this robot is wearing the bad wig.
Oh, I see.
He's the human Willis is ball is a cue ball.
Nope.
Come on. Whip no. it. How about whip it? How about the roller derby?
Oh, I want to see that.
Come
no.
Are you kidding me?
I totally want to see it. Well, first of all, I love love Ellen Page, first of all.
Yeah, you know it's about roller derby, though, right? And Drew Barrymore directed it.
Kristen Wiig is also in it, and I love her, too. So I'm willing to give it a chance.
What part of Drew Barrymore directed it did you not hear?
I don't know. This is her first ever directing movie, so I don't have a track record to look at and go...
She's Martin Scorsese. You're right. I don't know what I was thinking.
She's a genius. I've never been burned by her directing a movie before, so I don't
so
have
So you better hurry up and get it over with? Is that what you're saying?
So I don't have any reason to automatically suspect it's going to suck, is
I'm
what
really
I'm saying.
In a hurry to get burned. I'm going to go rent that and watch it. What's the diff?
What What reason do you have to consider that it would be good if it's her first time?
Because I love Ellen Page and I love Kristen Wiig, and they're both in it. So I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
No.
Also on TVD, DVD, Southland, the first season, is available. You can see that before it kicks off again over there on TNT. And World War II in High Definition.
There it is.
Very popular series hosted by Gary Sinise, narrated by Gary Sinise. You can check that out as well. New CDs in stores. The Greatest Love Songs of All Time by Barry Manilow.
There we go.
Yay! That's
it. Thank you.
And a new CD by Corinne Bailey Ray named The Sea.
Oh, that's today?
That's not our music. Why would you even bring that
up? Well, I brought it up for you, Kevin, because I know you're a big fan of Corinne Bailey Ray, and I figured you may want to, talk about her a little bit.
Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey Ray. Wow. An Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with Corinne. Let's do it again. Come on. How do you got to treat a guy like that?
It's your best work ever, Kevin.
How
do you
got to treat the English language like that?
Yeah.
More importantly.
Cora.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Andrew Ridgely. He was half of Wham at one point.
Yeah.
I think he was Woo.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think maybe just the W. I don't think he was much of it.
He's 47 years old today. Wayne Gretzky. Legend in the NHL. Greatest player ever?
Yes.
No Better doubt. Than Gordie Howe?
Yes.
He holds... Gordie Howe played for 4 decades.
I know, but he still holds most of the records in the NHL.
I know.
Okay,
but
well,
is that how
what
you,
does a guy have to do?
Is it all stats, Kevin? Do you judge every professional athlete just by the stats? Does that mean Dan Marino is a better quarterback than, say, Tom Brady?
I don't know. I don't know the stats.
Oh, I don't either.
I think they tell the story.
It out there.
Kevin Smith recommended a great book called Gretzky's Tears, which is really good about the trade when he came to Los Angeles from Edmonton.
Which cure AIDS, too, by the way.
Gretzky's Tears.
Yeah, it's true.
Saw them at the Troop.
He's 49 years old. Ellen DeGeneres is 52 years old. Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
Is 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have American Idol highlights. They're still doing bad, right?
Pecow, pecow,
pecow. As soon as they get to good, I'm out. I'm not interested.
Katy Perry, guest tonight.
Guest host.
There you go. Guest judge.
Still not interested?
Yeah.
Now I am. Yeah. Except for her eye thing. That really messes me up. We're going to talk to the Menifee School District, which is the school district that seems to be editing or changing the dictionary.
Too racy for the kids.
Which seems
bad. Some parents have raised concerns that kids, shockingly, are using the dictionary to look up dirty words and terms, Ralph. If you could ever imagine that happening.
They've renamed the book The Penisuary. That's how concerned they are.
Dating deal breakers. We're going to talk to Levi Lavelle from the Winter X Games and more tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cats next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including 30 Seconds to Mars, Nirvana, Weezer, MGMT, Lit, and more after this on